yard line. McNall on the option. Fakes the pitch. They went to the pitch man, and he's got room. 30, 35, 40, and McNall got by everybody. It's a foot race to the end zone, and Clay takes it all the way for his second touchdown of the night. A 51-yard touchdown run.
Today, the D2 state playoffs continue from O'Neill as the Cardinals host the Loomis Wolves. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
As they give a fullback dive here again, that time Vinton made the ball get dropped loose. It's loose and picked up by McCall, and he's off to the races. He's trying to go all the way, and he will. A fumble recovery touchdown for the Loomis Wolves.
Today's contest is a rematch of last year's second-round matchup, which Loomis won 19-18. The Wolves hope for another upset today against undefeated St. Mary's. It's the Wolves and the Cardinals coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to O'Neill right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Agricultural Services, Plains Equipment Group, The Garst Guys, Bank First, Avera St. Anthony's Hospital, Avera O'Neill Medical Group, Gross Irrigation, Kaufenbach Flooring, Elkhorn Valley Family Medicine, Big One's Mortuary, Torpin's Rodeo Market, Dairy Queen, Krotzel Irrigation, Family Dentistry and Dental Hygiene, North Central District Health Department. It is time now for your Dr. Pepper pregame show. Let's head to the football field here at O'Neill High School. And Gary Hoster, good afternoon, Gary.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Welcome out to the O'Neill football field. We're about 15 minutes away from the start of the second-round playoff game between the 7-2 Loomis Wolves and the 9-0 St. Mary's Cardinals. Glad to have you along on 102.9 FM KBRX O'Neill and on the internet at KBRX.com. We also want to extend a big welcome aboard to our friends listening in the Kearney and Loomis areas on Classic Hits KKPR 98.9 FM. Glad to have you along as well. Joined now in the booth by Steve Kolvak, West Boyd football coach. And, Steve, these are two teams you know pretty well over the years, Dennis Reese and his Loomis Wolves and Tony Allen, the St. Mary's Cardinals.
Right, correct. We happened to play Loomis 2 years in the playoffs in 95 and 98. And, of course, you know, the traditional NBC conference school of St. Mary's. So, no, we've taken on both these teams over the years quite a bit.
As we look at the record for the Loomis Wolves, they come in 7-2. They started the season with a win over Harvard, then lost to an undefeated Pleasanton team, beat Litchfield, lost to a very good Sumner Eddyville Miller team, then beat their rival Bertrand, beat Amherst, won over Wilcox Hildreth, and won over Ansley. And then the first round of the playoffs, the Wolves got a win over Hayes Center. That was a 48-8 ball game. Dennis Reese brings his Wolves in. Not a lot of depth this year, but they do have a 1,000-yard rusher.
No, their running back is very good. He's been, I think, starter 2 or 3 years already. So they have a lot of confidence in their running game. But with only 17 guys, depth is always going to be a big issue.
And that aforementioned running back, Kalen Anderson, 156 carries on the year, 1,273 yards and 14 touchdowns. He leads the Wolves. When the Wolves elect to go to the air, it's Clay McNall, 38 out of 57 on the season for 562 yards, and he has thrown 13 passes. He's been picked off 5 times. You're listening to the Dr. Pepper pregame show. We're about 10 minutes away from Loomis and St. Mary's. We'll talk about the Cardinals after you listen to these words from Dr. Pepper.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Lisa, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Protein. Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Welcome back to the O'Neill Football Field as we continue on the Dr. Pepper pregame show. Let's take a look now at the St. Mary's Cardinals. Cardinals state-rated fifth in most polls, come in with a 9-0 record. Started the season with a win over Lee, then beat Clearwater Orchard 52-2, won over West Boyd, over Newcastle, Bloomfield, and what was the closest thus far for the Cardinals, a 36-8 win, then beat Why Not Chambers and Wausau before winning 66-0 over Wallace in the first round of the playoffs. And Steve, when we talk about St. Mary's, the guy you mentioned first, the quarterback, Tate Sybil.
Right. Tate's been the best player for them, well, best skilled player for them for a couple of years. Just multidimensional. He gets back to pass, and if he takes off and run, he's just so good in open space.
Sybil, 102 carries, 1,008 yards. He scored 28 touchdowns on the ground. Also through the air, 38 out of 54, another 581 yards, and 9 touchdowns. Defensively for the Cardinals, they are led by Kyle Lecker. He leads the team in tackles, while Ty Eiler, 5 passes, intercepted. The Cardinals have also been very good at special teams.
Right, they're just so balanced. I mean, I really think even the defense might be the best part of their game. They just don't give up many big plays. They're big, they're physical. And like I said, then they hold teams back in their end of the field. And then, of course, they're getting the ball at midfield, the punt to them. And then Eiler has so many good skills in the open field.
Ty Eiler earlier in the season, the last game of the regular season, second last game of the regular season, week 7, he returned 3 punts in 1 quarter for touchdowns. He also had a punt return for a touchdown in the opening round win over Wallace. Wallace, early in that game, they kicked away from Eiler, but then again, the field position situation becomes an issue. You don't just want to concede. They elected to punt to him once, and he burned him.
Right. You know, it's a gamble you must take. I guess as a coach, I like to not even give the guy a chance, but you are giving up field position when you do that.
Now we look at the Loomis punter. That's Clay McNall, who's the starting quarterback. He's punted the football 19 times on the year, 670 yards. He averages 35 yards. And he has a long of 46.
So, yeah, I mean, so they probably think they have a good punter to do that, but you must have good coverage. It'll be what Coach Reese decides to do. Like I said, I talked to him a little bit before the game, and he is concerned about their special teams.
Now, the other half of this bracket has Bertrand taking on SEM. That game is going to kick off at 6 o'clock tonight in Bertrand. So the winner of this one will take on the winner of that Bertrand-SEM game. Other games in D2 today, Howells and Dodge, Humphrey St. Francis and Giltner, Fall City Sacred Heart and Clarkson, Exeter, Milligan, and Pawnee City, Pleasanton and Medicine Valley, and Anselma Myrna on the road to face the Sergeant Bulldogs. One other thing as we wrap up the Dr. Pepper pregame, weather could be a factor in this one, but probably much better than it will be in most of the state.
But looking the satellite down in south east Nebraska, it's going to rain throughout the afternoon and tonight. So the turnovers, the wet ball, that's going to play a huge factor in those games. I think this is going to be a gorgeous day. You can't beat this for November 2nd. A little bit of wind. But I think it's going to be an excellent day for football.
We'll talk more about the weather on our M&M Locker football forecast, but we will remind our listeners, especially those of you listening down in the Loomis and Kearney area, that there was snow this morning in O'Neill, a little bit of skip to snow. The field was covered, but that's all melted off. There's just a little remnant of that snow off on the other side of the track, and we do have wind here, but it's coming out of the north, and this field, unlike a lot of football fields, it runs east to west, so it'll be a crosswind, not something the teams will be going directly into.
Which I think that's actually harder to deal with, because you got to guess how far to throw it. When you're going against the wind, you can throw it straight. You know, throw the ball a little harder. So this is actually a little harder if you're going to throw it.
That's going to do it for our Dr. Pepper pregame report. We're going to come back with our special T's and more starting lineups in 60 seconds. So back in 60 seconds.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to the O'Neill Football Field. Time for your Specialties and More starting lineups, brought to you by Specialties and More of Lynch. Loomis will receive the football, so we'll introduce the Wolves offense. They're led by quarterback Clay McNall, a 175-pound senior. The fullback Brody Gartner, 190 pounds and a senior. The running back, the I-back, Kalen Anderson, 165 and a senior, over 1,200 yards on the season. The ends, Kyle Rademacher, 160 and a senior, and Matt Houston, 200 and a senior. The center is Kelly Thorell, a 175-pound sophomore. The guards, big Brandon Burkholder, 270 and a senior, and Keenan Hahn, 165 and a senior. The Wolves head coach is Dennis Reese, assisted by Jason Maskey and Casey Verbka. Back with your Cardinal lineup after this 30-second timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The O'Neill football field. Here's the St. Mary's defense on our Specialties and More starting lineups. The Cardinals defensive ends are Ryan Padani, 165 and a senior, and David Shields, 180 and a senior. The tackles are Connor Connett, 200-pound junior, and Chisholm Scholes, 205 and a senior. The nose guard, Tom Koala, 285. He's a senior. The linebacker, the leading tackler on the season for the Cardinals, that's Kyle Lecker, 160. He's a junior. In the defensive backfield, a couple of tough guys back here, Tate Sybil, 185 and a senior, and Ty Eiler, 145 and a junior. We're going to get our pregame prayer and the national anthem, so we're going to be taking a one-minute break, and then we'll join our national anthem in progress. Back in 1 minute.
When you connect with CHS, you get more than a partner. You get a business relationship built to last.
Where you're connected to a company that markets over a billion bushels of grain a year
in 60 countries.
Connected to a leading energy supplier that delivers quality products.
Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs.
Connected to our people who are committed to helping you reach your goals. We're CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Wetzel with our national anthem. What a fine job those young ladies did. Just about ready to go with football. Welcome to Welcome aboard, those of you listening on 102.9 FM, KBRX O'Neill, and on the internet at KBRX.com. Also, big welcome aboard to those of you listening on KKPR, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM in Kearney and down there in Loomis, maybe all the way to Atlanta. I'm talking about the one in Phelps County, though. Gary Hoster joined by Steve Colfax. Loomis Wolves will receive the football, so we'll see Kalen Anderson early in this one. Over 1,200 yards rushing. He was a key player last year when Loomis came here and won an exciting one, 19-18 in the second round.
Yeah, I was here for that game. I was standing over in the corner on the north side of the field, and it was just a game that both teams were, you know, struggling to make positive things happen, and then all of a sudden it's become such a wild finish.
Five-man officiating crew. The white hat is Michael Rudnick of Ainsworth. Ryan Podani is putting it on the tee for the St. Mary's Cardinals. And McNall and Anderson await this back at about their own two-yard line. This is a field that is used as an 11-man field as well. So fans here watching will see the 11-man sidelines and then the 8-man sidelines inside of those. We'll talk about extra points and how it affects that later on. Kick from Podani is away. Low line drive kick's going to bounce and be taken by Anderson up at about the 7, across the 10, across 15, across the 20, has an alley, 25, 30, 35, 40, he may go, 35, 30, see ya, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Anderson took it back. That will go as a 73-yard kickoff return, and the Wolves jump out in front 6-0, position the Cardinals have not found themselves in, being behind very much throughout the last couple of years.
St. Mary's kind of lost their lanes. Lewis had a nice wall set up, and then once Anderson got in the open field, it's pretty tough to catch him.
He went right down the near sideline, the south sideline in front of us, a 73-yard kickoff return. PAT kick attempt will come from McNall. Place is down, kick is up, has the distance, but it's missed wide left. So with 11:47 left in this first quarter, your Pinnacle Bank score, it is the Loomis Wolves 6, the St. Mary's Cardinals 0. We're going to keep it right here and take a look at our M&M Locker football forecast, brought to you by M&M Lockers of Bristow. See them for all your custom butchering and processing needs. I had some of those delicious Bristow hot dogs. I talked to Jim and Morris up there last Friday and took those out for the hunting season, and they were delicious. M&M Locker football forecast. Temperature 42 degrees here in the Irish capital with a north wind at 16, gusting up to 26. 11:47 left first quarter, just underway. Kalen Anderson, the star running back for Loomis, took the opening kickoff 73 yards into the south end zone, and the Wolves jump out in front 6-0. St. Mary's will send Tom Jack and Eiler back deep. They're receiving this. They're up at about their own 10-yard line. That wind makes me wonder if that wind from the north has shifted around a little bit to the northwest. McNall has it on the tee there. He's actually going to have a player hold that for him. This kick heading toward the far sideline, fielded by Tom Jack, fumbled. It looks like the Cardinals got back on it up at about the 18-yard line. May have been Kyle Lecker. So now we see the Cardinal offense for the first time today, led by the senior quarterback, Tate Sybil. He's a guy that I think, regardless how this game comes out, he's going to receive some postseason honors. I don't think there's much doubt about that.
No, I think he was a returning All-State player from last year, so he should get numerous awards.
Double tight eye formation for the Cardinals. Sybil, ISO, goes right side to Lecker, who crosses the 20 and then is hit down on about the 23-yard line. So give him about 5 on the play. Matt Houston, the leading tackler for the Loomis Wolves, was there on the stop. He totaled 86. Thus far on the season. We'll call it second down, about 6 or so, as they spot this one down at about the 23-yard line. Cards break huddle, big offensive line. We'll run that down in just a moment. Sybil stares at a four-man front. This is, again, an ISO, but being hit and dropped at the line of scrimmage was Tom Jack. Nothing there that time. No gain in the play. And another situation the Cardinals have not found themselves in much this year. Coming up, third down and long. Third down, they need about 6 or so. That St. Mary's offensive line includes 285-pound Tom Koala, 205-pound Chisholm Shoals, and a 240-pound center, Brad Reynolds, along with some big ends, one of them being Connor Connett. Double tight eye formation for the Cards, third and long. Sybil play fake, wants to throw, has a little pressure. He's going to be swarmed under, sacked not there. Matt Houston got him back at about the 13. Not the crime-fighting detective from the 80s. This is the Loomis defensive lineman. And the Cardinals forced to punt. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know if St. Mary's has punted in the first quarter all season.
Probably not. Loomis really is stacking their line. First two plays, they were there to stop the run. And then they got great pass rush. I mean, Civil, he's hard to contain.
Padani is the long snapper. McNall and Anderson await this kick back at their own 29. Snap back to Sibley's good punter. Punt high, a little short. It's going to hit down at midfield. Take out St. Mary's roll inside the 30, inside the 25, and the Wolves are just going to let the Cardinals down it at about the 22-yard line. That's where Loomis will take over for officially their first possession of the ball game, although they lead the game 6-0 on the strength of that 73-yard Caitlin Anderson kickoff return. We have 9:55 left first quarter. Wolves huddle back at about their own 12. St. Mary's, a lot of those guys that play the offensive line, as you might guess, they play the D-line as well. Loomis comes up double tight, offset eye, power eye right. McNall hands to Anderson, who tries to break outside and does around the right side, a gain of about 4 or so before Sibyl spins him out of bounds on the far sideline. Call it 2nd down and 6. He got to about the 25-yard line. And the... we'll call it actually a gain of 3 on the play. Call it 2nd down and 7 as the line makes out across the 30 to about the 32. Split end going right side. That's Kyle Rademacher with a slot man inside of him and McNall in the gun. Motion toward the near side. McNall calls his own number around the left side. McNall has an alley. He's free at midfield. 35, 30, 25, 20. One man to beat. That's Sibyl. Cuts back inside the 10 and Sibyl will wrestle him out of bounds at about the 5-yard line. So far, all Loomis Wolves, as that one will go as a 50-yard run. 50-yard carry there by McNall as Loomis, Steve, spread out the St. Mary's Cardinals a little misdirection. McNall found good yardage.
Right, they brought the guy in motion, kind of overloaded that side. St. Mary's did not flow with the motion, and boy, it's a big hole. It was a big hole.
First down and goal. This will be a handoff to Anderson over the left side as he powers down inside of the 5 to about the 3-yard line, a gain of 2 or so. So it's going to set up 2nd down and goal from the 3. And this is where the Cardinals really need to call on that big defensive front to make a stop here. Cardinals, we said, they haven't trailed much at all over the last couple of seasons, undefeated this year so far, and really only one close game thus far, and that was a 36-8 game, a game they were tied 8-8 at halftime, split backfield. This is Gardner, the fullback near the goal line. He's in there. Brody Gardner scores on a 3-yard run. That comes with 9:02 left in the first quarter, and the Loomis Wolves out in front of the St. Mary's Cardinals, 12-0 with the PAT upcoming. Wolves may elect to go for 2 here.
Probably try to get back up to 14. Boy, it's just surprising they're getting the big holes against the St. Mary's big line. Loomis is not a very big up front.
Wolves have the offset eye right, going for 2 as we anticipated. Lateral motion from Gardner. Anderson over the left side near the goal line. He did not get in, so the PAT run fails. Your Pinnacle Bank score with 9:02 left in the first quarter. It is Loomis 12, St. Mary's 0, back in 30 seconds.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Back to the O'Neill football field, 9:02 left in the first quarter, and the Loomis Wolves have showed their teeth here early in this one. A kickoff return for a touchdown by Anderson, and then Brody Gartner's 3-yard touchdown run that was set up by a 50-yard run by the quarterback, Clay McNall. Loomis missed on both PAT tries, but they lead this one 12-0 with 9:02 left in the first quarter. Glad to have you on 102.9 FM KBRX O'Neill and on 98.9 FM in Kearney. McNall, kick, low liner, taken by Eiler at about the 12, across the 15, across the 20, spins free across the 25, and finally wrestled down out at about the 30. The 145-pound junior Eiler, definitely a guy you got to keep an eye on. His older brother Cody was a standout for the Cardinals a few years back, now a fine kick returner for the Prairie Wolves of Nebraska Wesleyan. Gray made the tackle for the Wolves. So a gray wolf, we could say, but they're wearing green and black.
There you go.
St. Mary's has the red on with the red helmets as well. Split backfield shotgun formation. Sybil in the gun, has a snap a bit high, but he pulls it down and moves to his left. Sybil in trouble in the backfield, and he's going to be wrestled under there. Stopped, a loss of about one on the play. Houston was there again on the tackle with some help from Anderson. Second down, about 12 for the Cardinals, who are in need of some offense with 8:33 in the clock running left in this first quarter, trailing 12 to nothing. Steve, you mentioned the Wolves do not have as much size as St. Mary's, and that's very true. The one guy they have that matches up with a guy like Koala would be the 270-pound Brandon Burkholder, the senior, and he's right in the middle of that line defensively for Loomis. Sybil, second down and 12, calls his own number, a little trouble with the footing in the backfield, and Sybil gets forward back to about the original line of scrimmage before the Wolves can make the stop there. Up off the bottom of the pile for Loomis was Josh Earsom, 190-pound junior. So third down and 10 for the Cardinals.
Loomis just looks very quick on the field right now. They're not getting blocked. Their backside is getting to the play side very quickly, and St. Mary's has not got to them.
Cardinals break huddle. Third down, 10, ball in the 30 in their own territory. Sybil with a slot man left. He's under center. Wolves show blitz. Sybil on a play fake. Here comes the blitz. Sybil throws it out the backside. Has Eiler with some room. Eiler across the 35, across the 40, breaks free. 30, 25, 20, see ya. Eiler's going to take it. Eiler with a 60-yard screen pass. There is a flag on the play. Hold everything. It looks like, at worst for St. Mary's, it'll be a pretty big game, but it might come back due to blocking infraction. There is a penalty flag at about the 15-yard line. It went as a 60-yard play, excuse me, a 50-yard play, but it's going to be negated. That touchdown will be negated by a block in the back. Yeah, penalty flag is resting almost exactly on the 15-yard line on the far side of the field. That's the St. Mary's side. The markoff, a 10-yard markoff, will put it back at the 25. Still a big gainer of 25 for the Cardinals.
Not sure. I don't think the block even need to be made. That was maybe an undisciplined play because I think Eiler is almost into the touchdown before the flag even came out.
Sybil had early pressure from Matt Gray off the left side, was able to elude that and get that pass to Eiler. Cardinals are in business, first down and 10 at the Loomis 25. Sybil, a keeper around the left side, and Sybil picks his way forward for about 2 or 3 yards before the Wolves can gang tackle him. Again, Houston was there. We've called his name practically on every offensive play that St. Mary's has ran. Also there with help was Brody Gartner, the fullback on offense for the Wolves. Give him three, call it second down and 7. Midway through the first quarter, 12-0. The Loomis Wolves have the lead over the St. Mary's Cardinals. Cardinals break huddle. Rattleson, the center, who was injured in the last game, the Wilds game, had some back. He's been in there so far today. Sybil, out of the shotgun, is on keep around the left side, and Sybil looks like he has the first down. He gets inside the 15 to about the 13-yard line, and Sybil, big, strong player, about 6'3", 185. He was a state placer in the pole vault last year in track. He has a lot of things you look for in an athlete.
Jumps well, runs well. Powerful, yeah, nice player you'd want to have on your team.
First and 10 for the Cardinals with the ball on the 14-yard line in Loomis Wolf territory. Sybil in the gun, both ends are tight. Tate Sybil, again, the keeper over the left side. And Sybil hit down after a short gain. Might have got a yard or so before Houston closed it down. Sybil that time saw the Wolves jam it up pretty quickly. Gain of about a half a yard, actually, so we're going to call it theoretically about second down and 10 for St. Mary's. But definitely the Cardinals are in four-down territory.
St. Mary's ran to their left, which is their strong side, 9 out of 10 plays so far.
Sybil, shotgun formation, backs flank him. Both ends are tight. Wolf show blitz. Sybil this time moving right, wants to throw. Pass on the run. Receiver out there. Padani caught. Touchdown. Ryan Padani catches a 14-yard touchdown pass from Tate Sybil, and the Cardinals are on the board. That'll make it 12-6 with the PAT pending. Case of the run, setting up the pass. Sybil, as Steve mentioned, left on the runs. That time the Cardinals went right, looked initially like Sybil might try to run it, and then pulled up and found a wide-open Padani.
Yeah, the outside linebacker sucked up, come up on the run, and then they beat the safety to the corner.
Sybil, 14 yards to senior Ryan Padani, and the Cards will go for two as they have much of the season. Eiler in a wide slot left. Sybil under center, back to pass. Some pressure from Gray. Sybil's pass caught by Eiler. So the Cardinals get the double extra point with 5:38 left in the first quarter. Your Pinnacle Bank score. It is the Loomis Wolves 12, the St. Mary's Cardinals 8, back in 30 seconds.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Welcome back to the O'Neill football field, where with 5 minutes and 38 seconds left in the first quarter, the Loomis Wolves hold a 12-8 lead over the St. Mary's Cardinals. A few moments ago, the Cardinals scored on a 14-yard pass from quarterback Tate Sybil to the tight end Ryan Padani. Sybil then threw to Ty Eiler for the PAT. If you're just joining us, the Wolves, Kalen Anderson returned the opening kickoff, 73 yards for a touchdown. Then the Wolves on their next possession got a big 50-yard run from Clay McNall, the quarterback, and Brody Gardner took it in. The Wolves have missed both their extra points. So we're 12-8 with the Cardinals and Padani set to kick off. Padani's kick, this is a short kick off the side of his foot. It's going to go out of bounds, and the Wolves have the opportunity to take this one at the 25 if they so desire. Just the second penalty of the ball game, first on Loomis. St. Mary's was set back by a blocking infraction momentarily. That was in their touchdown drive. They were able to overcome that and score. Five-man officiating crew out of the Ainsworth and Atkinson area. The Wolves will decline the penalty, and so that means the St. Mary's Cardinals have to kick it again. Keep in mind that you have an all-state caliber player back there for Loomis in Kalen Anderson and also McNall. He showed us his running ability, and Dennis Reese wants those guys to try to get a crack at this one. Padani waiting for the signal from the official. He now has it. This kick down the middle, going to hit at about the 20, picked up by Anderson, who cuts left across the 20, across the 25, across the 30, 35, out to about the 37-yard line. So a good return there before David Shields can knock him down for the Cardinals special teams. The Wolves will have it up near midfield to start this possession. Still 5:30 left in this opening quarter of play. If you're listening on the Internet, you know, would like to drop us a text, let us know where you're listening from. We'd love to hear from you. Area code 402-340-2483. 402-340-2483. Drop us a text, let us know where you're listening from. Jake Pete, St. Mary's alum, listened to the Wallace game last week. He was in Jacksonville, Florida. Movement up front. This is going to be offside on St. Mary's. Somebody on the left side there, Steve, jumped off sides. 5-yard mark off against the Cardinals. First and 5 for Loomis.
You know, it's the old simple thing, watch the ball, but, you know, that's sometimes 16-year-old kids make mistakes.
And sometimes little things like that can turn into big things.
Right. Now it's, you need 3 downs to get 5 yards instead of, you know, 10.
Thorell, the center, comes up over the football, double tight, offset eye left. Cardinals show a 3-man front. Counter goes to Anderson, who waits for his blockers, but nothing really develops there. He's hit down at the line of scrimmage by the left side of that St. Mary's defensive front, and the Cardinals look to be getting a little more penetration now. That was about a yard loss, actually, on the play, so it's going to set up a second down and about 6 for the Wolves.
Yeah, St. Mary's, this 3-5 is kind of designed to get some penetration, blow things up before it gets started.
Rademacher wide on the left or on the right side for the Wolves. Shotgun formation, McNall, who go to Gardner, the fullback, who ran right into David Shields, the left defense or the right defensive end for St. Mary's, and a gain maybe of a yard on the play there. But now the Wolves facing a third down and about six or so with the ball to 39 in St. Mary's territory. Wolves huddle back at about their own 34-yard line. 12-8, they hold the lead over St. Mary's. Rademacher wide right with Anderson inside of him. Motion now from Anderson. McNall will hand it to him, going left, breaking outside. Anderson slips by a tackler down inside the 30. Nice spin move. He might go. What a move. 20, 15. See ya. 10-5 touchdown. Anderson there with a spin move, and he takes it to the house. A 39-yard touchdown run. Looked like he was going to be stopped after a gain of about 5 or 6.
It looked like the play was going to get blown up for maybe a 1-yard gain. And then, okay, Smith made one guy miss. Okay, a 5-yard gain, made two guys miss, and then all of a sudden it's 45-yard touchdown.
An ankle breaker to be sure there. What a spin move by Anderson at about the 25-yard line. That goes to the 39-yard run, and the Wolves, again, will go for two. McNall in the gun. Option. He's going to keep it over the right side, down near the goal line. He's in there. So Clay McNall runs in the extra point. And the Loomis Wolves on your Pinnacle Bank scoreboard out in front of the St. Mary's Cardinals with 4:17 left in the first quarter. Once again, your Pinnacle Bank score, Loomis 20, St. Mary's 8, back in 30 seconds.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Welcome back to the O'Neill Football Field. Just did hear from Jake Peets down in Jacksonville, Florida. Of course, he works for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jake, good to hear from you. Welcome aboard wherever you might be listening on the Internet or those of you listening on KKPR out of Kearney and KBRX in O'Neill. Loomis 20-8. Squib kick going to be taken by one of the upbacks for St. Mary's. That's Pudani. Pudani slips free across the 35 and going to be knocked down up about the 37-yard line. So both teams using some short kicks because they have so much respect for the other squad's return game.
And as I pointed out earlier in the off-break, Loomis put in some younger guys to try to give their Anderson a break and, you know, just try to get him a little bit of rest. That's what's going to hurt having only a 17-man roster.
So the Cardinals come up now trailing by 12 with 4:10 left in this opening quarter of play. Sybil, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Reynolds in the center. Long snap count. Sybil has it. Design keep left, and Sybil busts right into that Wolves defense and busts into Loomis territory as he goes across the 40 to about the 37-yard line before Loomis can knock him down, give him about 7, second down and 3. And Sybil, when he gets ahead of steam, he's tough to stop. His father, Jim, one of the assistant coaches for St. Mary's, was an All-State player for Butte back in the 1980s. Slot right formation, shotgun from Sybil, second and 3. He'll fake to Shields and take it up the middle, but Sybil's going to be hit and dropped that time. Defended well by Matt Houston and the Loomis Wolves defense there. As they knock Sybil down, it'll set up a third down and 3. Lecker brings the play on. That's Kyle Lecker, the junior. His older brother, Luke, also on this St. Mary's squad. Kyle Lecker on the season. He has some pretty impressive numbers as well, as we'll check that offensively in a moment. Sybil out of the gun over the left side. He's going to be knocked down short of the first down. Decision time for Daryl Snyder, the assistant coach and offensive coordinator for the Cardinals. 4th and 2 upcoming.
Looks like they're going to go for it. I mean, you got to believe in your line. You got to believe in Sybil and the blocking. And plus, you haven't stopped him on defense yet, so you better keep the ball.
Kyle Lecker averaging about 5 yards a carry on the season. He's also scored 3 touchdowns rushing, and the Cardinals will go for it here. 4th down and 2 at the Loomis 35. Sybil in the shotgun. High snap, Sybil. He's going to go to Eiler, and he's tripped up and dropped. Didn't get it. Breaking through there was Brody Gardner, and the footing looked to give Eiler a little bit of trouble there, but Gardner was there quickly, too.
Made a nice play. I mean, Civil, it was kind of the right read. They were ganging up on him. Eiler's, if he got around the corner, it would have been a big play, but Gardner made a great play.
This field, we talked about it with Matt Bauer last week during the Wilds game. This field, it's in good shape, and it gets a ton of use. Both O'Neill High School and O'Neill St. Mary's use this field. So the Wolves take over at midfield. First down and 10 as we near the end of this first quarter. McNall in the gun. First pass of the ball game is swing pass to Anderson. 40, 35. Flag comes in. This one's probably coming back as he's cut down by Shields at the 32. This one, though, appears to be a blocking infraction on the Loomis Wolves. If you're Dennis Reese, they're actually going to call it a hold. I thought maybe they were going to say it was downfield, but a lineman downfield early, but I thought that pass was thrown behind the line of scrimmage.
It was a backward lateral, and that's the same play, that swing pass, that really hurt St. Mary's last year. But St. Mary's handled it much better this time.
The Wolves, of course, have ended the Cardinals' season each of the last 2 years. A couple of years ago on a rainy day here, Loomis won 50-14, and then last year, a nail-biter went right down the wire, decided by an extra point, Loomis won 19-18. Wolves come up now, first down about 18 at the 32 in Cardinal territory. McNall to Anderson over the right side, and Anderson fights up to about the 35, maybe the 36. Podani was there with help from Big Tom Koala, the 285-pound senior, on the stop. Second down about 15 or so for the Wolves. 2:06, it's running left first quarter. 20-12, Loomis has the, or 20-8, Loomis has the lead. Cardinals trail it by 12. Wolves. And uses height on the right side. Shotgun formation. Backs way out wide. Motion from Anderson. McNall has the snap. He rolls right. Throws on the run. Houston's out there. He's got him. Houston makes a catch down inside the 20. Houston, we don't have a problem right now for Loomis as Matt Houston doing it all. Hauls that one in down at the 15. And the Cardinals behind the 8-ball here early as the Loomis Wolves have moved it to the St. Mary's 15-yard line. Pass play there from McNall to Matt Houston all the way to the 15-yard line.
Again, a little play action, got behind their corners. Just nice play, first pass of the game for him.
McNall under center, motion from the left side of the, or excuse me, movement from the left side of the St. Mary's defensive front. That may be a 5-yard penalty. Twice McNall's went with a long count. Will it hold up for him this time? They're talking to Loomis, and it looks like it will be a 5-yard markup against St. Mary's. That'll put it down at the 10, and it still looks like the Wolves could still, obviously, it'll be first and 5, could get a first down without getting a touchdown. Wolves break huddle, first down and 5 at the St. Mary's 10, split backfield, double tight. Option goes to Anderson. Left side trying to get outside. Eiler, he does. Down inside the 5 to about the 4-yard line. Nice job there by Ty Eiler, though, for the St. Mary's defense to hold on to the slippery Kalen Anderson.
Yeah, that, you have to be very quick to out-quick Eiler in that situation. Anderson's been very impressive so far in the game.
Spotted on the 5. It's going to be very close to first down yards. They may have ruled it a first down. I think they did. First down and goal with a ball about a football length inside of the 5-yard line. McNall leads up Loomis, double tight split backfield. This is Brody Gardner, the fullback. Gardner spins down to about the 2. He had Tom Koala hanging on him. Scholes was also there, but Gardner gets down to about the 2-yard line. Second down and goal from the 2 for Loomis, with 50 seconds of the clock running left in this opening quarter of play. McNall, split backfield, double tight, same formation. Hands to Anderson. Anderson, near the goal line, I don't think he quite got in. Looked like Connor Kahn at the defensive tackle was there on the stop. Down inside of the 1 at about the half-yard line are the Loomis Wolves with third down upcoming, and it looks like they'll have to snap it at least one more time in this first quarter. McNall, split backfield, double tight. He'll sneak it straight ahead. McNall, I don't think he got in. He was stuffed there, coming up off the bottom of the pile. David Shields in that big St. Mary's defensive front was there. Loomis has a good kicking game. Dennis Reese will have a little time to think about it. It'll be fourth and goal inside the one when we come back. We played a quarter of football here from the O'Neill football field. Your Pinnacle Bank score, it is the Loomis Wolves 20, the St. Mary's Cardinals 8. Back in 60 seconds.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutter's football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
Welcome back to the O'Neill football field. And, Steve, we saw during the break that Loomis's Clay McNall actually lost a little bit of yardage there on that sneak or that attempted sneak. Looks like the ball is now back closer to the maybe the yard and a half or so, maybe around the shoe, actually. So Loomis there lost some yardage. The Wolves will go for it here. First play of the second quarter, whistle stops play. There's a flag, and that may change things. As we start the second quarter, the Wolves are leading the Cardinals by a score of 20-8. But Loomis lined up offside, a 5-yard markoff. That's going to put it back at about the 7-yard line. So not so long ago, it looked like Loomis was really in business, already leading by 12 points, and they had it first down and goal at the 5. But the St. Mary's defense has stiffened since that time. Wolves now. Looks like they will go for it. Fourth down and goal from about the 7. McNall, double tight, split backfield. St. Mary's trying to come up with a big fourth down stop. McNall rolls right, pass to the end zone, going to be intercepted. He intercepted there by Padani. And that will mean the ball will come out to the 15. Good decision there by Padani. Didn't ever want to attempt to run that one out. He was actually losing his balance. So the fourth down conversion fails, and the St. Mary's Cardinals have the football back. Early here in the second quarter, 11:53 left, first half. Don't forget the Wakefield State Farm Insurance halftime report comes up at the break. Glad to have you along on 102.9 FM, KBRX O'Neill, on the internet at kbrx.com, and also welcome to our listeners on KKPR 98.9 FM in Kearney. Flags come in. So after a mostly penalty-free first quarter, we've had several flags on the field already here in the first 10 seconds of this second quarter. They're going to pick the flag up. I beg your pardon. Cardinals will re-huddle. Not sure what that was all about. Cardinals huddle back inside their own 10 with a ball on the 15 after the interception by Padani. That was the first turnover by either team in this ballgame, the interception by Ryan Padani. Double tight. Eye formation, motion Blecker toward the near sideline. Sybil straight ahead to the fullback, not much there. Houston was there again. That was David Shields on the carry. Houston was there with help from C.J. Hauser, 195-pound junior on that stop. Game started with Kalen Anderson returning the opening kickoff 73 yards to pay dirt for the Loomis Wolves. Sybil, motion from Lecker toward the far side. Sybil, play fake, calls his own number, tried to cut it back, but he was tripped up. Again, it was Matt Houston there. We don't keep individual tackles, but he's almost in double digits already in this one.
Their linebacking core has done an excellent job, 34 and 41. They're just flying to the ball.
Anderson with a kickoff return, Gartner with a 3-yard run for Loomis, for St. Mary's. Sybil, a 14-yard pass to Padani, and then Kalen Anderson, a 39-yard run on a beautiful spin move. That's the scoring thus far in this one. Cardinals on third down and long. Sybil wants to throw straight back to pass. Now rolling right. Now rolling back left. They choose to run this one. Sybil is going to be hit down. Kept his footing initially, but then smothered under. Boy, Houston and Sybil, a pretty good collision there between a couple of tough customers. Sybil weathered the initial hit, but Houston held on, and Sybil went to the turf. Short gain on the play. It's going to set up a punting situation for the Cardinals, their second punt of this first half. McNall and Anderson will drop back deep.
Another excellent tackle by Houston. That one-on-one with Sybil, that's most of the time Tate's been winning that battle most of the season, and not that time.
Houston, it was in pass coverage, then he came up and kept a good base there. Didn't allow Sybil to use the stiff arm. Snap back a little low. Sybil pulls it up and booms a kick here. He was averaging 30 yards a kick coming into this game, although he had not been called on a whole lot. Going to have to see where they spot this one, though. It may have went out of bounds. I get caught. I do a lot of 11-man games, Steve, and I was looking at that 11-man sideline instead of the 8-man sideline. They're actually punt went a long ways, but it actually is going to be ruled out of bounds at about the midfield stripe. So the Loomis Wolves will have pretty good field position to deal with.
They have only about a 20-yard punt.
Sybil was averaging just short of 30 on the season coming in, 29.7. So the Wolves with good field position. Double tight, split backfield. St. Mary shows a five-man front. This is Anderson over the left side. Slips by one tackler, and Anderson gets to about the 36 in Cardinal territory. As they unpile, Scholes was there. Chisholm Scholes on the tackle for the Cardinals. He's a 205-pound senior. Second down, we'll call it six, with 9:34 on the clock running left in this opening half of play. Second round, D2 action from O'Neill. Loomis 20, St. Mary's 8. Offset eye right for the Wolves. Counter fake, fumble in the backfield. It looks like the Wolves got back on it. Anderson there to pick up the football, but a loss on the play back to about the original line of scrimmage. It's going to set up third down and about nine.
Not sure if Anderson knew he was going to get the ball that time. A little miscommunication.
Wolves huddle back about their 35. Dennis Reese in his 30th year as the head coach for Loomis Wolves. He's been in the school system for 32 years. Slot left formation, shotgun. Motion toward the near side. Anderson McNall wants to throw. On the run, pressure from the backside. Pass away. Underthrown, but Houston hauled it in. Among about three or four defenders there, Houston came up with it about the 17-yard line. A flag came in late. That may have been a face mask. There really weren't any other Wolves in the area. They're going to call offensive pass interference on the Loomis Wolves. So a tough break there for the green and black of Loomis. The ball was underthrown. Houston came back for that one. He was able to catch that in the midst of about three Cardinal defenders. I don't think Dennis Reese is too happy about that one. So offensive pass interference there called on the Loomis Wolves with 8:42 left in this first half of play. Yeah. Now they're saying block in the back. Originally it was an offensive pass interference call, now a block in the back. Dennis Reese there pleading his case with the officials.
Dennis Reese is a very calm man, known him for a long time, but he's not very happy.
That's safe to say, and this markoff's going to come from the line of scrimmage, so it's going to put the Wolves all the way. That was a 15-yard markoff. Going to put the Wolves all the way back inside the 30 to about the 26-yard line. I'll have to check, and if it's an offensive pass interference call, it would be a loss of down. But again, I saw one signal look like a block in the back. The other looked like offensive pass interference. Apparently, they're going to say it's fourth down. So apparently, it was an offensive pass interference call. Boy, what a change of events there. It looked like the Wolves might have it first down and 10 at about the Cardinal 25, but the penalty negates that. McNall forced a punt. He has a long of 46 this year. High punt. Going to be taken by Eiler at his 10. Retreats to the 8 across the 15 and then wrestled down at about the 17-yard line. Cardinals will get the football back, trailing 20-8 with 8:26 left in this first half of play. Don't forget, the Wakefield State Farm Insurance halftime report coming up at the break. So we see the Cardinal offense again. Thus far, Cardinals have scored on a 14-yard pass from Sybil to Ryan Padani. Shields wide slot right. Sybil in the gun. Split ends left and right. Tate Sybil barks out the signal. Straight back to pass. Looking right side. Has Shields out there. Shields makes the catch out across the 20 to about the 23 before the Wolves knock him down. J.C. Holt, 160-pound senior, was there on the tackle. Gain of six. Call it second down and four. It'll be inside of 8 minutes when the Cardinals snap it again. Don't forget, later on this afternoon, about 5:30, we have more football action on 102.9 FM. I'll break that down for you in just a moment. As Sybil wants to throw, rolls to his right. Sybil is going to keep it himself. He has the first down. He's going to be hit down at about the 32-yard line. Holt was again there on the tackle. Sports director Mark Mosier and Terry Tomczak, they're en route to the Central City area. As let me bring you that D1 second-round game between the Creighton Bulldogs and the Central City, Nebraska Christian. They'll be on the air with the Dr. Pepper pregame at about 5:15. Here it's 20-8 in favor of Loomis midway through this second quarter. Cardinals have a first down to 33. Whistle stops play. Loomis wants to take time out. We'll keep it right here and take a look ahead at the KBRX broadcast calendar brought to you by Gutchel and Blumenstock, your eye care professionals in O'Neill. They're open weekdays, also Thursday night and Saturday morning. Give them a call for an appointment today for all your eye care needs, 336-2505. Well, later on today, just mentioned, we have more football. Central City, Nebraska Christian, playing host to the Creighton Bulldogs. Terry and Mark will have that one for you. Kickoff at 5:30. Then a whole bunch of volleyball coming up on Thursday and Friday. Ewing versus Wynot at Norfolk Catholic at 7 o'clock Thursday. That's for the state tournament. St. Mary's at Winside. St. Mary's versus Winside at Neely Oakdale. That'll be on 1350 AM. That's for a trip to the state tournament. Then on Friday, O'Neill and Norfolk Catholic at Wausau on 1350 AM. And Neely Oakdale at Ord on 102.9 FM. Neely Oakdale versus Ord. That'll be played at Fullerton. That'll be the FM game. All those games, those district finals, are for a trip to state. Just about ready to go back to live action. 7:30 left in the second quarter. Cardinals have it first and 10 at the 33 in their own territory. Sybil out of the gun, a design keep around the left side, and Sybil's going to be knocked out of bounds at about the midfield stripe. Hit hard there by Anderson, who had help from Brody Gartner. But Sybil gets 8 more yards to add to his rushing total. Second down and 2 upcoming for the St. Mary's Cardinals. Clock stops as Sybil was knocked out of bounds. They're going to spot this at the 39, Steve.
St. Mary's have just kind of gone to all spread and just letting Sybil run, try to get the Loomis defense a little bit spread out, try to get more open space. And like I said, Sybil's very dangerous when he can get in open space.
Split in a slot man right for Cardinals. Spread set. Sybil, shotgun formation. Wants to throw, looking right. Lofts it up there for Eiler. This one's going to be incomplete. Eiler nearly made a circus catch down at about the 9-yard line. Holt was back there on the coverage. Incomplete. Good call, though, I thought, by the Cardinals on second down and short. St. Mary's may consider this to be 4-down territory, even though they failed once earlier in this ballgame.
No, you gotta go deep once in a while just to get the DBs a little bit off the line of scrimmage. So, good play. Almost made a great catch. So, it was worth the gamble.
Sybil jogs to the far sideline to talk with Daryl Schneider, the offensive coordinator. The head coach, Tony Allen, is a Lincoln Pius graduate. He came to St. Mary's back in the mid-1990s. Daryl Schneider, a St. Mary's graduate, who played on that Cardinal State Championship team in Class C2 back in 1984. Split end and slot men, both left and right, third and short for the Cardinals near midfield. Sybil wants to throw, rolls right, then comes back left, finds a receiver, but throws it behind him. Incomplete. Intended for David Shields at about the 35-yard line. Had he been able to catch that one, it would have been enough for the first down. So now the Cardinals face fourth down and 2. They failed near midfield earlier in this half on a fourth down conversion, as both teams are 0-1 on fourth down. Cardinals, Steve.
Sorry, Gary, keep it. This will be a run. Sybil's going to take it. They're going to spread them out, but it's going to be a run for Sybil.
Well, the Cardinals punt it away.
They're in punt formation.
Cardinals going to play field position, apparently. Fourth down and two at the 39 Loomis territory. Low snap. Sybil, who used to play some baseball, scoops it up. The Wolves had nobody back, and Sybil looks like he found the coffin corner. You couldn't put it out much closer than that, down at about the half-yard line. So Sybil...
I don't know if the referee was in position to see if it went there or not. That was a tough play.
As Sybil, I was looking somewhere down maybe around the 5 yard line. They're going to spot it actually down at about the 1, maybe inside the 1. So Sybil, though, with a beautiful punt. It won't show up as being that long of a punt in the on the stat sheet. About a 37-yarder or so, but it definitely did the job. McNall, the quarterback sneak, how much he can do there. He fell forward for maybe a yard or so. Big Tom Koala was hanging on him. He gets helped up by Kyle Lecker. So spotted out at about the 2, second down and 8 for the Wolves, who are just looking for a little breathing room right now. They lead it 20-8 with 6:48 and the clock running left in this first half. They've led throughout this ball game. Good one here from the O'Neill football field, second round action. McNall under center, looks at a four-man front. He'll toss it to Anderson around the left side, and Anderson breaks out across the 10, and it looks like he might have the first down. Isla was hanging on him, but Kalen Anderson, the workhorse back for Loomis, got out there to about the 12, first down and 10. And he's a good example of speed and power, only about 165 or so. I like the way he waits for his blockers and then can find an alley and take it.
I was going to say that, Gary. He's very patient with the whole, like I said, St. Mary's has switched to a four-man front, getting them out of their traditional 3-5.
Boot fake by McNall, who's trying to break outside. He does, across the 20, and then he's spun down there at about the 22. Sybil and Connett put the brakes on him. Misdirection there created, I think, largely by the effective running of Kalen Anderson. He's a good guy to fake it to. 9-yard gain, second down and 1 for Loomis. Keep in mind they started this drive back inside their own 1-yard line after that great punt by Sybil. Spotted on a 22. Wolves in their own territory with Rademacher wide left. And Anderson in the slot right.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Left and right, McNaw, option, pitch back, goes to Gartner, who was hit hard by Sybil. Boy, Sybil come up and really lowered the boom there, gained maybe of a half a yard or so. Second down and long for the Wolves upcoming. 4:56 in the clock, ticks left in this first half. Don't forget the Wakefield State Farm Insurance halftime report coming up at the break. Nice day for football here from O'Neill. Wind up there around 15, but overall not too bad. Counter action goes to Anderson over the right side, and Anderson trying to keep his balance and fight forward. He was tripped up after a short gain. Lecker and Podani were there. Give him maybe 2. It's going to be 3rd down and 8 for the Wolves. Dennis Reese has 2 timeouts left. We'll wait and see if he elects to use one of them. Apparently he will not. Wolves send Rademacher wide on the right side with Anderson to slot inside of him. McNall will be in the gun with Gartner to his left. Send Anderson in motion. Anderson on a keeper around the left side. He's going to be hit and dropped. David Shields, the defensive end, was not fooled. He puts the brakes on Anderson. A loss of about 2 on the play. It'll set up a 4th down and 9. And the Wolves will be forced to punt it away to Ty Eiler. Eiler has 1 punt return for a touchdown in the playoffs thus far. That came last week against Wallace. Returned 3.25 for touchdowns against Chambers in week 7. Snap back to McNall. Punt is away, returnable for Eiler, who takes it at 17 across the 20, 25, spins free at the 30. Eiler going to be hit hard by Holt at about the 36-yard line. That's where the Cardinals will have it. Good field position and still 3:20 to work with. And they have timeouts as well. It's 20-8 Loomis. The Wolves led by that score at the end of the first quarter. They got things going early on a 73-yard kickoff return for a touchdown on the game's opening play, and they've led ever since, leading at 12-0 at one point, and now leading 20-8. Sybil, Splin and Slotman, both left and right, in the gun. Three-man front for Loomis. Sybil wants to throw, has time, pass to the flat, through the hands of the intended receiver, Kyle Lecker, who appeared to slip at about the 39-yard line. Second down and 10 for St. Mary's.
Loomis is actually running like a 2-4-2, rushing just two guys, but if Sybil takes off, then the outside linebacker will come up and try to make the tackle. So in mind, trying to keep Sybil inside, but not just doing a traditional three-man rush.
Clock stops with 3:16 left in the first quarter after that incompletion. Padani wide on the far side for the Cardinals. Shotguns formation spread set. Sybil, swing pass to Eiler. May have been a lateral. Eiler gets up across the 35 to about the 37-yard line. A gain of about 3 or so on the play. Call it 3rd down and 7. So the Cardinals have to make it into Loomis territory at about the 35 to net first down yardage. Eiler, though, again, as he was knocked out of bounds, that'll stop the clock. 3rd down 7, Cards break huddle. Reynoldson, center, who was injured in the last game, still in there, snap of the football. Sybil in the gun. Sybil has it. Play fake to Eiler. Sybil rolling right, has some time. May have to keep this one, trying to break outside. Sybil at the 35, cuts back left and right, and he's going to be hit down at about the 40. He ran about 20 yards, got about 2.
St. Mary's tried to set up a screen left over here. Number 31.
Ty Eiler.
No, 31 for Loomis.
That would be Gray.
Did a very good.
Excuse me, Gardner.
Read the screen very well. They tried to set up, and then Sybil tried to make something happen after that. But St. Mary's had set up a good screen, but 31 read it so well.
Yes, the Wolves, they've been impressive defensively. Or keep in mind, this was the St. Mary's team. Their lowest offensive output coming into this game had been 36 points. They'd been up in the 50s and 60s most of the season. They've been held to 8 thus far here and facing 4th and 5. They're going to punt it away late first half. Sybil, maybe a fake. Sybil wants to throw. Screen out the backside to Shields. Shields is going to be tripped up. What a tackle by Gardner. And I think Shields is going to come up short. How did he fight off that block? He was being double-teamed and was able to trip up Shields. I'll tell you what, I have seen some outstanding defensive plays here in this one from, we talked about Houston there. About as good as it gets.
They had 3 men in front of for that screen, and 31 again.
That is Brody Gardner.
Gardner just made an excellent play. Fought through one block and made a shoestring tackle. Just an awesome play. I mean, that was a. If it wasn't for that tackle, it probably was 6 points.
Brody Gardner, he certainly saved a first down without question there. A Shield somehow got tripped up there on a great play by the defensive player for Loomis. This is Anderson on a handoff around the right side. Anderson going to be knocked out of bounds by Connor Connett with help from Padani. Short gain on the play, maybe a yard or so as the Wolves take over at the 37 in their own territory. Going to call it no gain there. 1:48 it runs, and Dennis Reese right now I think would have to be content to run this clock out and be happy to go in with a 12-point lead in this one. Slot formation, slot right, and motion from Anderson. This is McNall on a keeper. Going to be hit down at the line of scrimmage and forced back. No gain there, and now the question becomes, will the Cardinals use a timeout? You'd have to say, even though Loomis has defeated the Cardinals each of the last 2 years, you'd have to say, based on the numbers, St. Mary's, most people around the state would have considered St. Mary's the favorite coming into this one.
And St. Mary's has a lot of returning starters. going in, you know, Las Vegas would have had a spread, but we can't do that.
But the Wolves leading this one 20-8 right now, facing third down and long. This is Anderson around the right side, breaks across the 40 to the 35, and then spun out down there by Sybil and Lecker. He got close to the first down, but I think he's going to be about a yard short. Now you wonder if Dennis Reese will try to roll the dice with 54 seconds left. You know the Wolves don't want to give up the football, but a punt could theoretically pin the Cardinals pretty deep.
This be a tough decision. I mean, fourth and two, we probably should punt it. But 54 seconds, you could get an opportunity. Of course, an eight-man, you can score from 40 yards or 60 yards just as easy. So
the Wolves will take time out to talk this one over. We will, too. 54 seconds left in the first half. Your Pinnacle Bank score, Loomis 20, St. Mary's 8. We'll come back in 30 seconds.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Welcome back to the O'Neill football field. It looks like Loomis will punt it away here late in the first half, leading 20-8 over St. Mary's. Glad to have you on 102.9 FM, KBRX O'Neill, and on KKPR, Classic Hits 98.9 FM in Kearney. McNall back there, snapback's a good one. Looking for the coffin corner, he's going to find it as it's going to hit down inside the 10 at about the 8-yard line. So a good punt there by McNall. And there are 50 seconds exactly for the St. Mary's Cardinals to work with in the first half. If you're just joining us, all the scoring thus far came in the first quarter. 20-8, Wolves have the lead. They are the lower seed in this bracket. They put on an impressive show here thus far in this one. They came up from Phelps County earlier today. Over in Crofton, after three quarters of play, Crofton leading Perkins County by a score of 30-9. Sybil in the gun. Cardinals aren't going to go quietly here in the first half. Sybil, an option pitch behind the
safety,
behind the back, and it's going to be a safety. Eiler looked like maybe he had time to pick that one up, but he went down to cover it, and he was on a knee. So a tough break there for the Cardinals as Steve, it looked like it's easy to say from our vantage point and with the benefit of hindsight, but it looked like Eiler had time there to pick that up. The pitch was behind him. He had to go into the end zone on the east side, and he covered that one on a knee, and that is a safety.
And, you know, I don't know if the field messed him up with the, you know, being 20 yards from the goalpost, because, yeah, he did have time, it looked like, to pick it up. Traditionally, your coach would say just ball on the ball, but, you know, not in the end zone there. So, like I said, I don't know if the field markings messed up Eilers or not, but big break for Loomis. Big break because you still had 42 seconds and that's a great kickoff returner back to return it.
Right, and that's just like one of those extra points that the Loomis Wolves missed. That's one you don't go into a game figuring you're going to get a safety usually. 22-8, Pinnacle Bank score. Now the Wolves have the lead. So the Wolves will get the football back with 42.4 left in this first half. Short kick from Podani. It's going to be covered by the Wolves at about the 36-yard line. And actually scrambling backwards to get that one was Rademacher. He was one of the guys up front, but there wasn't a whole lot of people over there along that sideline. He alertly ran over there and covered that one up.
Loomis felt something because they had put in a different kickoff return. They more put up an onside kick return, so they must have sniffed something out. And St. Mary's did kind of kick it over the first wave, but nice play by their up back.
The Wolves, they have been very sharp here in this first half, leading this one now 22-8 with 42.4 left in this first half. And it looks like Loomis will try to run the clock out. Double tight, conventional formation, and Anderson, the ball carrier, straight ahead. No gain there on the play, but I think that is of little concern to the Wolves right now, who will gladly go into the halftime break with a 14-point lead over the Cardinals, as I don't think St. Mary's is going to try to stop this one. Loomis looks like would have to snap it one more time here in this first half. Wakefield State Farm Insurance halftime report comes up at the break. Hold everything. McDowell wants to throw. Looking deep. Near sideline receiver out there. Rademacher overthrown. It was picked off by Sybil, but he was out of bounds. So still 7.1 left. The Wolves came up appearing as if they would with that tight formation just run the clock out, but they try to go deep there. Sybil wasn't fooled. He and Isla, the DBs for St. Mary's, are about 15 yards off the ball. Wolves.
Still probably give Anderson one more. Just going to take a knee.
McNall will take a knee, and we have played one half of football here from the O'Neill football field. Second round D2 action on KBRX and KKPR, your Pinnacle Bank score. It is the Loomis Wolves 22, the St. Mary's Cardinals 8. We'll come back after this 60-second timeout.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal. At the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Doc 360. Bring it on. Your butts will flip.
Welcome back to the O'Neill football field, where at halftime your score, the Loomis Wolves leading the St. Mary's Cardinals by a score of 22-8. Welcome to the Wakefield State Farm Insurance halftime report. Some scores to pass along to you after three quarters in Class C1. Pierce is out in front of Valentine 24-0, and Norfolk Catholic also in C1, leading Chagrin 21-0. That one's way out west in Dawes County. In Class C2 with 6:34 left in the ballgame, Crofton was leading Perkins County by a score of 37-9. And in Class D2, had a report that at halftime, Clarkson was out in front of Falls City Sacred Heart by a score of 14-7. Here it's 22-8 in favor of Loomis. I'll run down the scoring for you. It started on the first play of the ballgame. Kalen Anderson for Loomis returned the opening kickoff 73 yards for a touchdown. The PAT kick failed. It was 6-0 Wolves. Wolves forced the Cardinals to a punt, got it back, and scored with 9:02 left in the first quarter on a 3-yard run by Brody Gartner. The PAT failed. It was 12-0 Loomis. Then with 5:38 left in the first quarter, St. Mary's got on the board. Tate Sybil, a 14-yard pass to Ryan Padani. Sybil then passed to Ty Eiler for the PAT. It was 12-8 Loomis. The Wolves then got the football back and scored just about a minute later, 4:17 left in the first quarter. Kalen Anderson on a beautiful run, a 39-yard run that was highlighted by a spin move at about the 25-yard line, took it down the near sideline into the west end zone. Kalen Anderson, a 39-yard touchdown run. McNall ran in the PAT, and that made it 20-8 in favor of Loomis. Then it stayed that way for a long time, all the way until 42.4 seconds left in the first half, when St. Mary's ran an option play right deep in their own territory. The pitch from Sybil to Eiler was behind Ty Eiler. He went into the end zone and fell on that one, and the Wolves right there. Of course, they wouldn't even have to close in because Eiler, once he's down in high school football, that play was blown dead. So the safety there gives the Wolves a 22-8 lead at halftime. You're listening to the Wakefield State Farm Insurance Halftime Report. Back with more in 60 seconds.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Get your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down, and Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutter's football gloves at 35% off, and don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
Welcome back to the O'Neill Football Field as we continue on the Wakefield State Farm Insurance Halftime Report. Your score at the break, the Loomis Wolves leading the St. Mary's Cardinals by a score of 22-8. Don't forget more football action coming up for you KBRX listeners a little later on. Mark Mosier and Terry Tomjak are en route to Central City, Nebraska Christian as I speak. And at 5:30, they will have that Creighton at Central City, Nebraska Christian game for you. They'll be on the air with Dr. Pepper pregame at about 5:15. And they just informed me that they lost the KRX signal, but they're now on KKPR, Classic Hits 98.9 FM in Kearney. So wherever you might be, whether you're on KBRX 102.9 FM or KKPR in Kearney or on the internet at KBRX.com, glad to have you aboard for this D2 second round game. And Steve Colfax, you have some stats, a lot of Tate Sybil and Kalen Anderson. We expected that much certainly coming into this one.
Well, so far, I was just figuring a stat. St. Mary's with only 84 total yards for the game. Okay, that's a big surprise going in. Loomis had 182 yards total offense so far. St. Mary's, I think, is only averaging about 140 yards a game total for the season type thing. So Sybil has 14 carries for 33 yards. Leading St. Mary's. Anderson has 16 carries for 80 yards. McNall has 5 carries for 52 yards. For Loomis, McNall is also 1 for 3 passing for those 33 yards. Sybil is 5 for 6 passing for St. Mary's for 53 yards.
And one of those Sybil passes went to a 14-yard touchdown to Podani. And then you mentioned McNall was 62 yards. 50 of those came on one play to set up Loomis's second touchdown. Interesting first half of action now. The St. Mary's Cardinals will get the football to start the second half as they won the toss at the beginning of the game and deferred. And no doubt, Coach Daryl Schneider, the offense coordinator, head coach Tony Allen, and the rest of the staff, they're trying to impress upon the Cardinals the importance of having a statement drive, if you will, to start this third quarter.
Well, I'm sure they're getting a little chewing out there, you know, trying to get them focused, ready to go. And St. Mary's, yes, you need to have a great drive here to get the momentum back. Loomis, on the other hand, they want to withstand this initial charge that St. Mary's is going to have. So both teams, this first drive is going to set a good tone for what's going to happen in the second half.
And a difference in philosophy here also with the halftime break. Tony Allen has the Cardinals down in the west end zone. Loomis, they have left the field. I don't know if they elected to go back to the bus or if they're just over here behind the press box. They're out of our view, to be sure. But the Loomis Wolves, the thing I guess that's been the most impressive to me in this first half is it just appears that they had a great game plan, a great scouting report coming into this one, and they've come up with big plays at the right time.
Well, in the first half, they were really attacking on the outside edges towards the 5 and 6 hole, and they had a lot of success. St. Mary switched to their 4-2 defense, and that has kind of stopped a little bit of that outside run. So, like I said, the defensive change for St. Mary's has been very helpful.
Altogether, these teams collectively 0-for-3 on fourth down conversions. The Loomis Wolves are 0-for-1, Cardinals 0-for-2. St. Mary's, late in the second quarter, trying to fake punt. And I'm here to tell you, I've watched a lot of football this year around the area, high school football, and Brody Gardner for Loomis came up with about as good a defensive play as I've seen in a long time, taking on a double team and tripping up David Shields a yard short of first down yardage.
You know, for being a big game playoff game, that's a game changer right there. If he does not make that tackle, St. Mary's either definitely has the first down, but it could have led to six, and this game could be 20-14, 20-16 and a half instead of 22-8.
You're listening to the Wakefield State Farm Insurance Halftime Report. Your score at the break, Loomis 22, St. Mary's 12. We'll continue in 60 seconds.
Three River Telco now has all your cable television, internet services, and unlimited phone services in O'Neill. They're confident that you'll like what you see and hear. For more information, call Three River Telco at 1-877-344-2845. Let's eat at Dairy Queen. They have a sweet deal for you. Hurry in for their November special going on now for all you cheeseburger and double cheeseburger lovers. Enjoy a caramel nut roll blizzard, the new blizzard of the month. Come to Dairy Queen in East O'Neill. If you're in a hurry, go through the drive-up, and they can get you on your way to the ball games or stop afterwards and enjoy supper or a blizzard, Sunday and more, at Dairy Queen.
ProTeam Design is the name you need to know for quality screen printing and embroidery, plus experienced and friendly service. No matter what the sport, special occasion, or business need, the staff at ProTeam Design can help you by providing unique and creative designs, your favorite brands like Adidas, Mizuno, Nike, and Wilson, and our specialty on-time order delivery. No job is too big or too small, so call us today for a free price quote. ProTeam Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Score at the break in the second round D2 game. The Loomis Wolves leading the St. Mary's Cardinals by a score of 22-8. Let's look at the rest of this D2 bracket a little later on tonight at 7 o'clock. And this is something that Mike Spear, Owls coach, he almost always insists on. Steve, you know him well. I know him well. He likes those 7 o'clock games. Howells and Dodge one last time before they consolidate next year.
Yeah, that's kind of a very, you know, last game of maybe one game, well, one team's career will be. That don't happen very often, but yeah, Mike Spears, I mean, I'm the same way. If I can have a night game, it's just the atmosphere, I think, is always so much better. So he always tries to make a night game if there's possible. Plus, they're only 10 miles apart, so it will
and
be a night game.
That plays into it, certainly. Steve, of course, the Wes Boyd football coach. Before that, coached the Butte Wildcats for a number of years and led Butte to the 1998 state title. Another one we'll look at, Coach. Humphrey St. Francis and Giltner, a couple of heavyweights there in D2. Boy, a good team's going to go to the sidelines in the second round in that one.
And you wonder if the weather's going to affect, Giltner's great passing attack. You know, Giltner 3 years ago lost in a mud bowl. I don't know how much weather they're getting down right now, but it did look like, according to the radar, it was going to rain quite a bit all day long.
Also on the east half, Clarkson, we heard they were leading Fall City Sacred Heart 14-7 at halftime. That was a 3 o'clock kickoff. And Pawnee City at 6 o'clock tonight at home against Exeter Milligan.
Pawnee City sounds like they could be the real deal. They have a great quarterback, averaging, I think they have like 3,000 yards rushing for the season, or 4,000 yards rushing, I think, for the season already. They're going to be a great challenge. Howells is going to have to work very hard this year to win the championship. But they're still the favorite in D2.
Pawnee City, they put up 78 points in an opening round win over Meridian
in one half.
Over on the west side, Pleasanton. I've heard good things about Ricky Westland's team as well. They're taking on Medicine Valley. They're on the road at Curtis for that one.
They were saying there could be, guessing because Medicine Valley throws the ball, there could be 100 passes thrown in that game. That was one guy's prediction. So that'd be a little different than today's game right here at St. Mary's.
And Selma Myrna, the Coyotes on the road, they have a tough one here. Mike Koschel, Sergeant Bulldogs, they were the state runner-up last year. They're pretty tough again this year.
Yeah, Sergeant, most people thought they were the team to beat in the West, and I suppose until proven otherwise, they probably still are.
Now this next one, this is down in the Loomis area, an old rival, and one of my colleagues over at O'Neill High School across the street, she's a Bertrand High School grad. Bertrand, just one loss on the season. They're at home against SEM.
That Loomis-Bertrand game, Bertrand was supposed to be the favorite going into that game, but, you know, traditional rivals, Loomis was able to upset them. But Mark Detlef down there, an old Ewing football coach, is still assistant down there. So a little tie is still put down there around this area.
And then, of course, here, Loomis, as the Wolves now come back onto the field, they are leading the St. Mary's Cardinals 22-8 at halftime. Also, games in our area and other classes, Burwell on the road to play South Loop. EPPJ against Overton. That'll be in Elgin. Also, Creighton will have this one on 102.9 FM a little bit later. They're on the road taking on Central City, Nebraska Christian. Those games all in D1. And in C2, West Holt, the Huskies, at home against Hastings St. Cecilia. That's a 4 o'clock kickoff, so that one should be underway by now. And also, Croft and Tony Hoffman's squad looks like they're well on the way to advancing to the quarterfinals as they were leading Perkins County 37-9 in the fourth quarter. That's going to do it for the Wakefield State Farm Insurance Halftime Report. Once again, your score at the break. It is the Loomis Wolves 22, the St. Mary's Cardinals 8. We'll come back in 60 seconds.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
When you connect with CHS, you get more than a partner. You get a business relationship built to last.
Where you're connected to a company that markets over a billion bushels of grain a year
in 60 countries.
Connected to a leading energy supplier that delivers quality products.
Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs.
Connected to our people who are committed to helping you reach your goals. We're CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Welcome back to the O'Neill Football Field as we get ready for the start of the second half between Loomis and St. Mary's. The Wolves lead the Cardinals 22-8 as we're about 2 minutes away from the start of this second half. Glad to have you aboard on 102.9 FM KBRX O'Neill on the internet at KBRX.com. And also, welcome aboard you listeners in Kearney on KKPR Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Volleyball action coming up later this week on KBRX Thursday night. These games all with a trip to state on the line. Ewing versus Why Not at Norfolk Catholic on 102.9 FM. St. Mary's versus Winside at Neely Oakdale. That'll be on 1350 AM. On Friday, O'Neill against Norfolk Catholic at Wausau on 1350 AM. And Neely Oakdale versus Ord at Fullerton on 102.9 FM. Also, KKPR listeners, I don't have a broadcast schedule on these games or any knowledge of that, but there are a number of teams in your area also playing for a trip to the state tournament on Friday. Boy, this is a big one. C14 at Wood River, GICC against Kearney Catholic. A couple of powerhouses there. C25 on Friday. I'll have St. Cecilia against Wood River at Donovan Trumbull. On Thursday night, the D15, Kennesaw and Hitchcock County at Bertrand. And the D25 on Thursday, Kilter and Ansley. That'll be at Kearney Catholic. So teams playing for a trip to the state volleyball tournament. Of course, a couple of teams, one in each area in particular that I know of, the Stuart Lady Broncos, they are in that wild card hunt in Class D2. They lost to Ewing last night in the sub-district final. Also, the Bertrand girls are in the hunt for a wild card. I think they're second in power points in Class D2. So a lot to be decided yet in high school volleyball. The state tournament will start next week in Grand Island. Here, the Loomis Wolves come to the near sideline across the way. The Cardinals special teams, their return team, they're already huddled up. And out there on the football field, the dangerous Ty Eiler drops back to receive this one. Glad to have you again. For this playoff game, I'm Gary Hostert with Steve Colfack, the West Boyd football coach, as we're ready to go with second half action. McNall will most likely be the guy that puts it on the tee for the Loomis Wolves. St. Mary's will work from our left to our right, or from west to east on this football field. Sun can be a little bit of a factor here. We check our M&M Locker football forecast. Temperature, 40. With a northwest wind at about 14 right now. It's gusting up around 20 yet. It has subsided somewhat from when we kicked this one off. They're still going to have one of the special teams players for Loomis hold this one for McNall. Kick an 8-man football comes from the 30-yard line. McNall, squib kick, fumbled by the Cardinals by Sybil, but then it's going to be covered by Lecker at about the 32-yard line. so the Wolves elected not to kick it to Eiler, there is a flag on the play.
Somebody didn't have their mouthpiece in, I think.
Looks like that may be the infraction. No signal yet from the officials.
Yeah, the illegal equipment.
Illegal equipment, yeah. was the signal. And it looks like that'll go against Loomis. And you wonder, perhaps this is speculation on my part, could it have been the guy that was holding the football? That's not a position you usually find yourself in. You might have wanted to be communicating with the kicker. Looks like they're going to make the Wolves kick it over again. So this time it'll come from the 25. Anderson trying to fire up his Loomis Wolves teammates. We see some green and white across the way in those covered bleachers straight across from us. A lot of the Cardinal fans a little bit to our left in the covered bleachers. Kick is going to go deep this time to Eiler at the 15 across the 20, 25, 30, 35, and Eiler busts out to about the 37. Really about a wash, actually.
Yeah, about a three-yard gain, maybe.
They're going to spot it back at the 35-and-a-half-yard line. First and 10 Cardinals, who need some offense here, trailing 22-8 as we start this second half. .11:52 left in the third quarter, just underway here. In the third quarter, Cardinals check their line split, Sybil in the shotgun. Sybil, long snap count, fumbles the football, and it's going to be covered by the Wolves, or so it would appear. Boy, one of those Loomis Wolves shot through there in a hurry, and again, I think it might have been Houston. Or was it Gardner?
Sybil tried to pick it up, had time.
It was Brody Gardner, who was two defensive heroes there, Houston and Gardner. And Sybil, again, looked like he may have had time there, but Gardner came in a hurry. So a turnover, the second for St. Mary's, if you want to count the safety that was covered actually by Eiler. Wolves have it at the Cardinal 31. Motion from Anderson. Anderson over the left side. Anderson, power running, wow, inside the 30 to about the 26. Eiler was hanging on. That guy has some strong legs for 165 pounds.
Yeah, he does not run like he's 165 pounds, other than he's lightning quick. No, he is breaking tackles against good tacklers.
Now, you have to keep in mind that Anderson, he was the sixth-place finisher in the 100 meters last year in Class D and was fourth in the 300 hurdles. That's a pretty good testament to his athletic ability. First down and 10, and he got about 11 there on that carry. Double tight eye formation. Anderson, no rest for him. David Shields hits him down after a gain of about one. But Anderson, he's a tough customer. He doesn't even look at first glance like he would weigh 165. But he has been impressive no matter what he weighs. Second down, we'll call it 9 for the Wolves. They have the football in Cardinal territory about the 20-yard line after that fumble by St. Mary's. Spread set and motion from Anderson. We'll take it, fumble the football. They have fumbled it right back. I think the Cardinals got it. Cardinals say they have it, and they do. Tom Koala was there to cover that one, so the Wolves turn it right back. St. Mary's gets the football with 10:53 left in this third quarter. The teams exchange turnovers here early in the third quarter. See where they spot it. They're going to put it right on the 20-yard line. Cardinals, first and 10. Split and right out of the spread, out of the split backfield. Sybil will run left, right in the teeth of that defense. He tried to break outside, and he's going to pay the price for it as the Wolves were over there on the right side of their defense to push him back. Sybil, they're going to give him forward progress. A loss of about a half yard on the play. Spotted at the 19 and a half, second down, and 11, we're going to call it, for the Cardinals.
You know, they're going from a lot of shotgun, which is good to open up a lot of holes, but Loomis is just getting through there so fast.
Sybil, trap, goes to Eiler, who's smothered under the backfield. First man through there was Houston, and he had help from one of the linebackers. That was Josh Earsome, 180-pound junior. This will set up a third down about 11 as Eiler actually did not get back to the line of scrimmage.
Loomis has taken out their big man and put in a little quicker nose guard.
That's Brandon Burkholder out right now, and in there is C.G. Hauser, the 195-pound junior. Sybil in the shotgun, cards on third and long. Has a snap, it's a bit high. Sybil's going to run right, and he will be knocked down short of the first down. He got to about the 28. He's going to set up a fourth down at about two or so for the St. Mary's Cardinals. Sybil, though, very, very tough, especially when you can get ahead of steam like that. Anderson was there on the tackle. Cardinals will punt it away. Back deep is McNall. Seven men up, though. Loomis, they're not buying this Cardinal punt right now. They think Sybil may have other thoughts. Low snap. Sybil picks it up. He is going to punt it. Punt is away. It's going to hit at the 29. McNall takes it to the 24. He's going to be spun down about the 27. Good kick coverage there by the Cardinals. Down there quickly was David Shields. First and 10 for the Loomis Wolves as they take over in their own territory, leading 22-8 with 9 minutes and change left here in this third quarter. Wolves huddle back at the 10. Loomis breaks huddle. And McNall come up in the shotgun with Gardner to his right. Gardner has a touchdown earlier today on a 3-yard run. Motion from Anderson. McNall wants to throw. Pass. Downfield wide open. Houston's got it at midfield. 35 and tripped up down to the 32-yard line. Ty Eiler saved the bacon of the Cardinals. Houston may be hurt. Houston, now he is up. Limping slightly is Matt Houston. They'll probably give him a break. That's a guy that, as good as he is on offense, where the Wolves really want him is on defense. He's going to jog off to the near sideline.
Because St. Mary's, they're going their 4-2, but this spread, they were didn't really have the tight end covered or the running back covered. So running this different defenses might be confusing St. Mary's sometimes, too.
23-yard gain on that pass play all the way to the 31. Counter play goes to Anderson over the left side, but not much there. I don't think he got back to the line of scrimmage. Big Tom Koala was there on the stop, 285-pound defensive tackle. Houston, he looks like he's okay. He does have the helmet off. He's getting a drink of water. I don't think he'll be over there very long. Second down and 10 for the Wolves. They have this football in Cardinal territory at about the 31-yard line. Might have lost half a yard there on that last play. McNall trips. Twin receivers right who shift. Now motion. That's from Rademacher. Ball. Screen. Slip screen to Anderson, who's hit down after a short gain. Might have got a yard over there on the right side. Kyle Lecker, the linebacker, closes quickly there for the Cardinals. Third down and long for the Wolves. With 7:44, it's running left third quarter. Loomis holds that 22-8 lead. The only points in the first quarter, a safety recorded by the Loomis defense. That came late in the first half. Offset eye left. Play fake. McNall wants to throw. Looking left. Receiver out there. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to go to Holt, who had a step behind the St. Mary's secondary, but the pass was well away from him. Loomis now with the lead most likely will punt this one away.
St. Mary's front four, Loomis having a hard time trying to move them on the traditional running plays. They are getting some receivers open, but they just can't move them off the line of scrimmage right now.
Houston is back in there. He's a long snapper for the Wolves, so he's back in there with McNall in punt formation to receive the snap at his own 38. Heading for the corner with this kick, and some work here for the officials to do as that one hit out on the track. We'll see how far they come up to line this one up. The official's going to put it on about the 25-yard line, so the Wolves there will net only about 7 yards on that punt. Again, something that makes this maybe tough for the officials, there's two sets of yard lines there. There's the 11-man yard markers and also the 8-man yard markers. Cardinals now, again, in need of some offense. Come up double tight. Shotgun formation. Sybil in the gun. Sybil. Fakes run, throws pass, going to be broken up and nearly intercepts. Boy, Holt read that one well. Well-designed play that I had not seen the Cardinals run before. It was intended for Podani, but broken up by Holt. Sybil took a couple of quick steps forward as if he was going to run, and then quickly popped back and fired that out to Podani, but Holt was there to break it up. To 160-pound senior. Cardinals now on second down and 10. Double tight, eye formation. Sybil, toss, sweep. Left side to Jared Tomjak. Tomjak hit down for no gain. Kalen Anderson there on the tackle for the Wolves. Third down, about 10 or so, and sounds like a broken record. The Cardinals, they've been in that situation a lot today, third down and long. Midway through this third quarter.
St. Mary's keeps trying to run left, but that might be the best value for Loomis also.
Sybil, under center in the eye. Sybil, pitch fake, wants to throw, looking for a receiver. Pocket holds. Sybil now rolls right. Pass going to be caught by Podania midfield. Here's Boone, 30, down to the 28 before he's knocked out of bounds by McNull. First down and 10 Cardinals. As that will go as about a 27-yard gain. Sybil did a nice job there of biding his time before he found Podania.
Right, the rush never did get to him. The receivers kept adjusting their routes. Podania headed upfield and made a nice catch. Big play for St. Mary's. Get them leafed on their side of the field.
So the 28-yard line, the Cardinals, first down and 10. With Podania on the right side. Split backfield, Sybil in the gun. Loomis shows a three-man front, high snap for Sybil. He's going to run it around the left side. Sybil hit hard by Houston. And he's going to be stopped after a gain of about one. Houston, again, we've called his name a ton today. He's easily in double digits in the tackles. Also a big reception a little while ago for the Wolves. Give Sybil one, call it second down and nine. Clock runs with 6:06 left in this third quarter. The Wolves hold a 22-8 lead over the Cardinals. You're listening to High School Football on 102.9 FM in O'Neill and 98.9 FM in Kearney. High snap to Sybil is in the gun. He's going to call his own number after a fake to shield Sybil into the teeth of the Wolves defense. Hit hard at the line of scrimmage and forced back. Little or no gain on the play.
The Loomis defense, they're just respecting Sybil so much. If he had probably gave it, it might have been a big play. They had one guy over there, but they're just having six guys constantly on Sybil, and everybody else is kind of one-on-one.
Brody Gardner led the charge that time for the Wolves. Clock runs now, 5:20 left, third quarter. St. Mary's facing third down about nine in Wolf territory at about the 27. Sybil, offset on left, under center. Tate Sybil wants to throw, straight back to pass, has time. Looking down the middle, receiver out there. It's going to be broken up by McNall. Nice play. Back there playing center field, McNall did it just like you want. He knocked away with the right hand and kept the left hand free in case Isla would have made the catch. He can't really defend it much better.
And I think the sun is kind of a problem for the receivers. They're looking, right into the sun right now. These 3 o'clock games do affect the play calling because receivers sometimes have a hard time adjusting to it.
Especially here in O'Neill because it's an east-west field. Cardinals will go on 4th and 9 in Loomis territory. Sybil wants to throw. Looking to the far sideline. Receiver out there. Broken up. Going to be interference on Anderson, I believe, though. This makes the Cardinals' new life. Anderson there is going to be whistled. He's talking to the official right now. And it looks like that'll be the case as Anderson there, whistler pass interference. He has a look of disbelief, I guess, by his actions on that one. We can't see his face, of course, because he has the helmet on. But this 15-yard mark-off will give the Cardinals new life on this fourth down. It'll be the first fourth down conversion of this ballgame, either team.
This is definitely the one, if you're St. Mary's, you're saying, hey, there was some contact, and Loomis is saying let him play, because it wasn't a lot of contact, but, both sides are going to want the call to go their way.
This will spot it at the 11-yard line, first down and 10 for the Cardinals. Looking to close this with a one-score game. They trail 22-8. They've trailed throughout the game. Cardinals have Sybil in the gun with a back beside him, that's Eiler. Loomis shows blitz, high snap. Sybil rolls right, being chased, and he's going to be tackled about the line of scrimmage. breaking through there was Matt Gray, 185-pound junior, to make that stop. So that'll be a little or no gain on the play. Second down, we'll call it 10 for the Cardinals. Once again, glad to have you on 102.9 FM, KBRX O'Neill, and on KKDR, 98.9 FM in Kearney. High school football, second round of the playoffs, Class D2. Loomis leading St. Mary's by a score of 22-8. We're in the third quarter. Sybil, double tight eye formation. Will make a boot fake, looking right. Receiver out there, broken up. It was intended for Connett. McNall was back there on the coverage. One of the things that can make things difficult, people talk about red zone efficiency or inefficiency. Of course, you have to remember with down in here, the defense doesn't have as much territory to cover either, and sometimes that can be a big advantage.
And going back to recognize, you know, it is very tough to recognize. Sometimes you're running around back there, you might actually run out of bounds and not know it just because of the 80 to a
right.
Man diff.
That's a good point. A lot of lines back there. Here are the Cardinals now in third down and about 10. I formation. Pitts is maybe a quarterback throwback. Eiler has it. He does play quarterback. Throws across the middle, broken up by the Wolves. They were trying to throw it back to Sybil. Looked like Gardner or perhaps Holt broke that one up as the Cardinals tried a little razzle-dazzle. And now St. Mary's, they had it first and 10 at the 11 not too long ago. Now fourth down and 10 at the 11 with still 4:36 left in this third quarter. Eiler will bring the play on from the near sideline, or from the far sideline.
But they disciplined their DBs, you know, stayed back and did their job. There's three guys guarding that halfback pass, so very good defense.
Split ends and slot men left and right. The Cardinals will empty the backfield. Sybil in the gun. Big fourth down play coming. Sybil rolls left, still back there. Now rolls right, has some pressure, eludes that. Sybil may try to keep this one. Pass to the end zone, caught. Incomplete. They're going to say incomplete to Padani. Ruled that one incomplete as Padani tried to make a sliding catch in the end zone, and Loomis defense holds. So Loomis bends, but they don't break on that possession. 4:25 left in the third quarter, and Sybil's pass to Padani there, who tried to make a sliding catch in the end zone, ruled incomplete. Looked like the umpire came in to make that call. Cardinals appeared to protest that one too much.
Right. I mean, definitely looked like it could have been. Here's the same play they ran the 50-yard touchdown, that quarterback.
And that's McNall on a trap, actually. Looked like they used a kickout block there, and McNall crossed the 25 out to about the 27-yard line. Joined here a few moments ago in the booth by another guy who knows both pretty well, O'Neill High School football coach Brock Eichelberger, formerly Ewing Tiger football coach. McNall, he got about 12 yards there, first down and 10. Wolves now out of the 27 in their own territory. McNall, handoff to Anderson. Anderson breaks through and crosses the 35 out to about the midfield stripe. Scholes and Shields made the tackle, but Kalen Anderson continues to impress. Came into this ballgame with over 1,200 yards rushing, and he has added that total without question in this game. Had a 39-yard touchdown run in the first half. Ball right on the midfield stripe at the 40-yard line. First down and 10 for the Loomis Wolves. They lead it 22-8. We're inside of 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Rademacher, wide near side. Anderson in a slot inside of him. McNall sends Anderson in motion. Hands it to Anderson around the right. He southered under right away. Connor Connett, big 200-pound defensive tackle, right there to put the brakes on Anderson. No gain, second down and 10 for the Wolves. 3:35, it's running left third quarter. No scoring as of yet in this third period. Loomis held that 22-8 advantage at halftime. They led 20-8 at the end of one quarter. The only scoring in the second quarter was a safety. Double tie-dye formation, McNall to Anderson, left side. Anderson with a Cardinal hanging on and gets to about the 37. We'll set up a third down at about 7. Lecker with help from Chisholm Scholes there on the tackle. Third down, 7 for the Wolves.
You know, Loomis is running the clock, running some time off, but you need to get another score. I don't think I wouldn't feel safe at just 22 points at this moment.
Especially the way the Cardinals have put up points on the season. McNall, shotgun formation, has Garden behind him, and Anderson in a slot on the left side. McNall going to throw the screen passes complete to Houston. Houston down inside the 30 to the 28. It looks like he has the first down. So the tight end screen there, well-conceived, well-designed play, goes to Matt Houston, and he turns it into a first down. I was thinking Anderson or maybe Gardner, and that's why I'm not coaching football.
I recognize that play from playing Loomis from, 15 years ago. The end screen away from the slot. That's one of their traditional plays.
Houston goes right back to that right tight end spot. Shotgun formation on first and 10 from the 29. And this will be Anderson trying to break outside. Gets free from Podani, and Lecker closes in. But Anderson started down inside the 25 to about the 22-yard line. Good gain of about 7 or so. It'll set up a second down and short for the Wolves. Now they're spotting him down, actually, about the 24. Call it second down and 4, but still a good play for Loomis on the first down.
And St. Mary's had well defended, but that was just a nice play by Anderson. One-on-one, and he was able to get an extra 5 yards on the play.
Time and again, he showed us his leg strength. McNall now, conventional formation, double tight, split backfield. He'll go straight ahead to Gardner. Gardner hit hard by Shields and really took a pop there from the St. Mary's senior. Gained maybe a yard or so, third down, and at least 3 yet for the Wolves as the third quarter started to tick away. 1:25 and it's running left in this third period. I have you on 102.9 FM, KPRX O'Neill, and also on KKPR, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM in Kearney. The Loomis Wolves up from Phelps County putting on a good show here this afternoon in O'Neill. McNall out of the shotgun. He ran weak side, and McNall is going to be near the first down. He had kind of hanging on him. I don't think he quite got there. Also help over there from Ryan Podani. We'll have to see where they spot it.
It's going to be about fourth and
a yard.
Short yard, probably.
The Wolves most likely would go here with the ball resting on the 20-yard line in Cardinal territory. Loomis will have to snap the football again as the clock stopped. They would have had to anyway, I think, because there's still 1:04 left in this third quarter. I thought maybe a little bit more of it kicked away. Wolves, double tight, split backfield, fourth and 1 at the 20. McNall straight ahead. There was some movement from the St. Mary's defensive line, but I don't think anybody went offside. McNall, though, has the first down. Big line surge there. Give Farrell, the center, and company credit. Scholes made the tackle, but McNall got about 2 yards. Easily enough for the first down.
And I don't know if these Thorells were related to any of the Thorells that were traditional. They were more split end and
right
quarterback type of people.
And this guy may convert there. He's only 175. Oh, sophomore.
Oh, he's just sophomore.
Maybe biding his time. First down for the Wolves, and Anderson into the teeth of that Cardinal defense. Hit hard and dropped, and a Cardinal getting up slowly. Kyle Lecker, he's up, though. He was the guy that made the tackle. Wolves have it second down, no gain on the play. Second down and 10, about the 17-yard line. And looks like the Wolves would have to snap it one more time here in this third quarter. They lead it 22-8. Double tight, offset eye right. Gardner is the fullback. McNall, play fake, rolling right. Pass through the hands of the intended receiver. Intended for Rademacher, who was open at about the 15-yard line. Pass was a little bit low. Clock stops with 13.9 left in the third quarter. And the Wolves facing now third and 10 at about the 17-yard line in Cardinal territory. This drive started back at about their own 11. McNall, shotgun formation. Back behind him. McNall wants to throw. This is a screen. It's going to be broken up by the Cardinals. Well defended there. Tom Koala, Chisholm Scholes there to bat it away emphatically. And Loomis now on fourth down again would most likely go. They have the football deep in Cardinal territory at about the 17. Not much to gain out of a punt. Still 10 seconds left in this third quarter.
If you had the traditional kicker, it'd be about a 35-yard field goal. But this is eight men, which, you know, less guys to block, and so it's a little tougher.
There's the key thing. That line doesn't stretch out as long. McNall in the pistol formation, we might say. He has the snap, has some pressure, rolling left, throws on the run. He's hit by Conn as he releases the football, and the pass is well short. So the Cardinal defense, just like the Wolves a little while ago, the Cardinals bend but don't break. St. Mary's comes up with a big defensive stand, and they'll still have a snap here in the third quarter with 5.9 seconds left. Want to alert our studio engineers, we'll be taking a break here at the end of the third quarter. Could just be a few moments away. Cardinals come up, trailing by 14, double tight split backfield, Sybil under center. Take Sybil, toss sweep, Tomjak left side, hit in the backfield, smothered under. Again, it was Houston there, and we've played, had help from Earsome as well. We've played three quarters of football from the O'Neill football field in this Class D2 second-round game. Your Pinnacle Bank score, it is the Loomis Wolves, 22, the St. Mary's Cardinals, 8, back in 60 seconds.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Mark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Success.
Contact Brian Barrowman, your local Pioneer sales provider.
The fourth quarter starts with a toss sweep left side by the St. Mary's Cardinals to Jared Tomjak. He crossed the 20 out to the 21 before he was knocked down by Josh Earsome, 190-pound junior for the Loomis Wolves. Glad to have you on KBRX O'Neill and KKPR in Kearney. Exciting second-round D2 playoff game. Currently, the Loomis Wolves with a 22-8 lead over the St. Mary's Cardinals. The Cardinals come up facing third and five in their own territory at the 21. Double tight split backfield. Sybil barks out the signals. Loomis shows run blitz. This is a toss sweep that goes to Eiler. And Eiler has yarded to about the 26. It looks like he has the first down. Anderson and Gardner were there to knock him out of bounds. First down and 10, St. Mary's.
No, I think they're short, Gary.
This official just... They're going to actually spot him short. They are. Now they signaled first down. I thought I saw the official signal first down, and now they do signal first down.
My fault.
Well, I was believing you for a second that I thought I saw a first down signal then. Looked like they were going to mark it short. I was watching the chain gang, and then they gave the first down signal again. So the Cardinals have a fresh set of downs to work with. Double tight split backfield. Toss sweep. Eiler, left side. Eiler spins out across the 30 to about the 31. And the Cardinals, for much of this game, Steve, it was Sybil left, Sybil right in the shotgun. Now they're lining up conventional I formation behind that big offensive line.
Running left again. Of course, they're going out of bounds, which is helping, you know, fade the clock by running these sweeps. But they're probably going to be in four-down territory throughout the game now.
Guys like Reynolds and Koala up front, they're Scholes, Connett, Padani. Sybil under center, second down about five. Boot fake, Sybil wants to throw, has some time. No receiver, though. He's still chasing him. Pass is going to be nearly intercepted there by McNall. McNall made a break out of the 40-yard line, and that's one that he would love to have back. Fortunate there for the Cardinals as Sybil, in a way, tossed that one up, and McNall was just back there playing center field.
It could have been a pick six if he was being able to hang on to the ball.
I remember when Bertrand Loomis used to put a Legion baseball team together and call them, they called them Burmas. I don't know if they still do that. That'd be the guy I'd pick for my center fielder, though, I think, right there. I mean, Paul
covered a lot of ground.
Shotgun formation. Cardinals on 3rd and 5 at the 31 in their own territory. Sybil pulls down a high snap, calls his own number around the right side. Going to be spun down. It appears to be a little bit short of first down. Holt was over there with help from Gardner and Houston. Looks like it's going to be decision time for the Cardinals, or are they going to bring the chains on? May have gotten a little closer than I thought. They're going to call them on the measure. Loomis holds a 22-8 lead with 10:55 left in this fourth quarter, but the Cardinals putting something together here, back-to-back first downs. They have it out at the 36 in their own territory. Started this drive.
Dennis
after
Priest.
Loomis turned it over on downs.
Dennis Priest might want to throw his red flag out there for the spot, but I guess we don't have that instant replay here.
As the play ran away from us, I knew it was close. I thought it would end the spot. It was maybe just a little bit short. Sybil, play fake, out of the gun, pass tipped at the line of scrimmage. May have been, and it's incomplete, it may have been Big Matt Gray, 185-pounder, stands about 6'3 or 6'4. You'd have to figure he would play a little basketball for the Wolves in the wintertime. That's another sport where both these schools have had a lot of success. The Cardinals in the state tournament a year ago. Loomis, they have, I know, at least one state championship in basketball, might have a couple.
Definitely a traditional power down south.
Brad Reynoldson, center, and the Cardinal offensive line breaks huddle. Second down and 10, near midfield. Sybil in the gun, wants to throw. Looking right, pass is going to be incomplete as Eiler tried to run a go route down the far sideline. Not unlike the play that Nebraska scored on with Rex Burkhead on Saturday against Michigan State, but the Cardinals could not connect.
You know, Sybil started off 5 for 6, but has missed on his last 6 throws.
Third down and 10 for the Cardinals. Clock stops. Still a lot of time to go. 10:46 left in this fourth quarter. 22-8, Loomis has the lead. Double tight. Split backfield. Three-man front for Loomis. Sybil in the shotgun. He's straight back to pass. Sybil looking left, now looking right. Down the sideline. Ball is out there. It's going to be intercepted by McNall at about the 9-yard line. He's properly tackled there by Ty Eiler.
Just like you said before, McNall covered a lot of ground to cover. Did a wheel route down the sideline. He went from the middle of the field all the way to the sideline and was able to pick it off.
Second turnover of this second half for the St. Mary's Cardinals. You could argue from the Cardinals' point of view, it's about like a punt. It's like a really good punt.
Right. It's down at the 10-yard line. But St. Mary's needs to keep control of the ball. They need a 3-and-out.
With 10:37 left in this fourth quarter, Cardinals do have all 3 timeouts. McNall in the gun. Has a snap. Goes to Anderson, who eludes Connett, who got great penetration and fights for it for a yard or two. Koala and Padani were there to clean it up, though. Give Anderson 2. Call it 2nd down and 8. Talked about Anderson's track prowess. He was a medalist in both the 300 hurdles and the 100 dash last year at the state track meet. Over 1,200 yards on the season coming in, 1,273 on the ground with 14 touchdowns. McNall leads his team up 2nd down and 8 in the shotgun. Again, it's Anderson off motion around the right side, and Anderson tight ropes it out to about the 18-yard line. He's near first down yards. I think he's a little short. Ryan Padani knocked him out of bounds. It's going to set up a 3rd down and 2. And a big play upcoming for both teams. Cardinals, as Steve mentioned, need the 3-and-out. Loomis would like nothing better than to net a first down and keep that clock running. They lead it 22-8 with 9:54 left in the fourth quarter. Double tight, eye formation, Wolves. Guess who? Anderson, left side, broke through a tackle in the backfield. Anderson may go. 35, 40, 30, see ya. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Anderson just took it 62 yards for a touchdown into the east end zone.
The St. Mary's blitz whipped right into it, and guy made a great play, but Anderson sidetracked him, and then goes 62 yards. I mean, St. Mary's had a great defensive
ball. I agree.
It just wasn't quite executed because Anderson made a great play.
He really did. As the Cardinals, Steve, you couldn't have called it any better than that. Anderson there, I was ready to call him getting hit down for a 2 or 3 yard loss. As you mentioned, they blitz right into it. Anderson, though, great lateral movement. He's so patient, and then when he sees a hole, he explodes. McNall, play fake, dive fake, and he's going to run it in to the east end zone. And Loomis right now, shocking the St. Mary's Cardinals. 9:42 left in this fourth quarter. Your Pinnacle Bank score, Loomis 30, St. Mary's 8, back in 30 seconds.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
At a rate of 98.9, the heart of rock and roll is still beating at KKPR, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
The Loomis Wolves use a short kick. It was fielded on a hop by Kyle Lecker, who brings it back to the 32-yard line, where the St. Mary's Cardinals have it first down and 10, and now desperately in need of some offense, trailing Loomis 30-8 with 9:37 left in this fourth quarter. Score to pass along to you, courtesy of Scott Posey. Hastings St. Cecilia 14, West Holt 14, that in the second quarter. That'll open up some eyes around Class C2. Lecker, right into the teeth of that Wolf defense. Gets about 8 yards out to near the midfield stripe. Also, want to give a shout-out to a guy we see officiate sometimes, umpire on a crew in this area, Wally Chemnitz, a little under the weather. Understand he's in the hospital, but doing well. Want to wish him a speedy recovery. Thanks to Scott Posey and Jim Corr for passing that one. Tomjack breaks free out of the pack. He's going to go. 10-5. I beg your pardon, knocked out at the one. Jared Tomjack just shot out of a mass of humanity, and all of a sudden the Cardinal offense has life. As Tomjack looked like he was going to be stopped, he took it from the 39 all the way to the 1 yard line, the 39 in Cardinal territory. So give him a gain of 40 there, and the Cardinals could get back in this one. Need a quick score.
I was just bragging about how Anderson, how patient, and then how strong he was. Tomjack did the same thing there. It looked like 2 yards. Boom, he busted loose.
Jared Tomjack, just a softball for the Cardinals. Another good track guy like Anderson. Sybil, maybe a sneak. Sybil straight ahead, near the goal line. He's in there. And the Cardinals have new life. 8:56 left in the fourth quarter. That'll make it 30-14 with the PAT upcoming. So a couple of situations, one for Loomis, one for St. Mary's. Both look like the defense had the other team stopped, and the backs, Anderson first for Loomis, and then Tomjack for St. Mary's, able to break free.
Yeah, I mean, breathes new life into this game. You know, St. Mary's was kind of down. Loomis maybe thought what had things a little well, you know, in hand. Didn't quite, St. Mary's in a wide, wide spread.
10-foot spreads. Sybil is going to keep it over the right side. Sybil is going to be in there for the double extra point. So with 8:56 left in this fourth quarter, hold everything. Your Pinnacle Bank score, Loomis 30, St. Mary 16, back in 30 seconds.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
football field. We're with 8:56 left in the fourth quarter. Your Pinnacle Bank score is the Loomis Wolves 30, the St. Mary's Cardinals 16. Also a final to pass along earlier today, Crofton. The Warriors keep it going. They defeated Perkins County 37-19. That in Class C2. St. Mary's Cardinals. Steve, too early to go for the onside kick?
No. You will need the ball. Again, kicking it deep. They've had success running it back, but Loomis is in there, it looks like, in there with a hands team. They're in a kind of a 4-3-1. Everybody's pretty tight to the ball.
Loomis Wolves, and they're anticipating that onside kick in St. Mary's. They're not trying to disguise it here.
There's no disguise. It's
Halloween's over. Padani puts it on the tee. He says, I'm kicking it to the left side for the onside kick. Padani waiting for the ready for play signal. Here we go. Onside kick attempt by the Cardinals. Padani gets a good hop at Matt Houston right there to cover it. So Houston, who's done everything today, covers it for the Wolves at the 38, and Loomis will start their next possession in good field position.
Loomis, they haven't done this yet, but they, you know, I'm sure they're going to start trying to stress the 25-second clock out a little bit. They've been kind of faster on a quick pace, but I'm sure they're going to start waiting until the umpire or the back judge starts waving his hand because they need to burn some time.
And now from Scott Posey, West Holt leading Hastings St. Cecilia 21-14 as they near halftime over in Atkinson. What an upset that would be. Hold on. This is a toss sweep to Anderson over the left side. He was going nowhere, maybe a yard or so. Cardinals right there to close it in, but even when he and Connett made the tackle, got up slowly, even when Anderson looks like he's in trouble, he seems to get back to the line of scrimmage, or in that case, got a half a yard. That run was a lot better than it will show from the stat sheet.
Right.
Second down and 9 for the Wolves, near midfield, about the 38-yard line. They lead it by 14. McNall, toss sweep, Anderson, right side. Anderson has room, 35, 30, 25, 20, he's going to go. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, 42-yard touchdown run for Kalen Anderson. What a ball game for that young man.
And Connett, his knee's hurting. They ran that way at that time, which most of the time they haven't had much success, but he's hurting pretty bad.
Connett, the 200-pound junior, with 8:11 left in the fourth quarter. Loomis answers the St. Mary's touchdown. That moves it to 36-16 with a PAT upcoming. It will be a two-point try. McNall under center. Dive fake. McNall running right. Going to be knocked down short of the goal line by Padani. With 8:11 left in the fourth quarter, your Pinnacle Bank score, Loomis 36, St. Mary's 16. Back in 30 seconds.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
Welcome back to the O'Neill football field. Now, over in Atkinson at Westwood High School, the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia have tied up the Westwood Huskies 21-21. We believe that's late in the second quarter. Steve, here it's been the Kalen Anderson show for Loomis.
He's up to 30 carries for 231 yards.
Eiler on the kickoff return spins free out of the 30, crosses the 35, and then the Loomis Wolves close in, and Loomis has done, you have to give the Wolves credit. They've done a nice job of containing a very dangerous return man, Zach Clark, 120-pound freshman, one of the guys there on the tackle for the Wolves.
Yeah, they've been putting in some young kids, but they're only 17 kids. They're having to play very young kids in very important situations.
As the Wolves, they have a 17-man roster. I believe I counted 17. 8 of those guys are seniors.
And 2 of them are about 94 pounds. So, you know, they're really limited in even that.
Cars with a big sense of urgency now, trailing 36-16. Sybil wants to throw. Pocket holds momentarily. Sybil's going to keep it as he crosses the midfield stripe and gets to about the 37 before defensive lineman C.J. Hauser, 195-pounder. He only goes about 5'8 or 5'9. He closed pretty good there to make the tackle.
And he was hurt earlier in the game with a little knee problem. So it's good for Loomis that he was back in because they don't have a lot of depth as well as they need a little bit more speed on the field during this pass rush.
There are 9 men on the Loomis sidelines with a 17-man roster, at least in uniform. Sybil wants to throw second down and short. Great coverage by Loomis. Sybil had time, but nobody to throw to, and that's going to be you credit that's the pass coverage there as Sybil's pass goes incomplete down at about the 20-yard line. Plenty of time, but you got to give credit to guys like McNaughton and Holton Anderson back there, just really taking the receivers out of the play.
Well, they go on the 2-4-2, and they've kind of gone man-to-man about everybody with two safeties back there, so they're not letting anybody get deep. Sybil's probably going to have to run to make the big plays.
Third down and short for the Cardinals at the 37 in Loomis territory. Sybil wants to throw pass to the right flat. Is incomplete. Out there on coverage was Josh Earsom, intended for Tom Jack. Cardinals, no question here, they'll go for it. Trailing 36-16 with 7:16 left in this fourth quarter. It was 22-8 Loomis at halftime. Loomis went out to a 30-8 lead, and then the Cardinals got a quick touchdown set up by Jaron Tomjak's 40-yard run. Then Loomis answered with a 42-yard run by Anderson. Twin receivers right, and Sybil in the gun. Still back there being chased. Sybil rolls right, throws on the run. It's going to be underthrown and incomplete. Holt was back there on the coverage. Eiler back there as well. And the Cardinals turn it over on downs. Going to be tough for St. Mary's now, trailing this one by 20 points at 36-16. So they need 3 scores and just over 7 minutes left.
Connor, good news, he is back on defense. He wasn't in the offensive series last, but he is back in on defense.
Wolves break huddle. Thorell, the young center over the football. Double tight split backfield. Straight ahead, the handoff from McNaul. Goes to Anderson. Anderson spins out to about the midfield stripe, maybe a little bit short of that. Gave him 2 on the play, second down, and a long 8.
St. Mary's is starting to blitz a little bit more, trying to make something happen, which is going to be big play for Loomis or big play for St. Mary's.
Wolves huddle back at about their own 30-yard line. They break that, as Steve mentioned now. Taking a lot more time, very methodically coming up the line of scrimmage. They want to use the clock in their favor with the 20-point lead. Double tight, eye formation. Now McDowell under center. ISO, Anderson right side. Sybil there to pull him down. Little or no gain in the play. Because Anderson pats Sybil on the head after that hard hit. And Anderson, or Sybil gets up and gives Anderson a pat on the back as well. Couple of players there, I think you're going to see with some postseason accolades, not much question about that. Anderson now well over 1,400 yards on the season with this game today. Double tight eye formation on a sweep. Anderson left side, and he powers his way 40, or across the 40 to about the 35-yard line. He's going to be a little bit short of first down yardage. He was about a step from breaking that one.
Okay, fourth and one, same thing here. Sometimes, you know, you might, venture might be go for the punt, but sometimes you run off the clock a little bit better when you have the ball. You can't, but their team can't score if you have it.
Holt is over talking with Dennis Reese. McNaul, he's going to call timeout. They're going to let it run down and call timeout and talk it over. And there it is. With 5:14 left in the fourth quarter, your Pinnacle Bank score, Loomis 36, St. Mary's 16. Time out of the field. We're going to go ahead and keep it right here and take a look at the Three River Telco, KBRX.com scorecard, brought to you by Three River Telco, your telecommunications leader, serving the entire area. They're headquartered in Lynch. All kinds of football action around the state today. We'll just highlight our area teams in Class D2. We, of course, have St. Mary's here playing Loomis. Loomis currently leads 36-16 in D1. Burwell and South Loop. Elgin Republic, Pope John in Overton, and Creighton, Nebraska Christian. That'll be our FM game set to kick off at 5:30. In C2, last we heard, West Holt was tied with St. Cecilia, 21 apiece near the halftime break, and Crofton earlier today beat Perkins County. And no area teams in the C1 bracket. We did hear that Pierce and Norfolk Catholic, though, both had leads. Three River Telco, KBRX.com scorecard brought to you by Three River Telco, your telecommunications leader in Lynch. Dennis Reese and the Wolves huddled right in front of us, and it looks like Loomis will go for it. 4th and 2, actually a long one at the St. Mary's 35, double tie eye formation. Anderson, no big surprise there, has the first down and more than that. Anderson, he fumbles the football. Fumbles the football, and the Cardinals may have got it. Cardinals did. Anderson, tough break for that young man. The Cardinals opportunistic there as Anderson had about a 10-yard gain, and all of a sudden the ball came out and bottled it. Couldn't see there for a moment if the Wolves got back on it or if St. Mary's covered. I guess from Lewis's point of view, you say it's just a short punt on a fourth down play. They covered it at the 22 for the Cardinals. St. Mary's needs a quick score. 5-5 left in this fourth quarter. Double tight eye formation. Sybil leads him up. Wants to throw, has some pressure. Sybil being chased by Gray, and Sybil's just going to throw it into the ground to avoid the big sack. So an alert play there by Tate Sybil. Give credit to Matt Gray, the 185-pound junior there. That's a big pressure.
They're looking at you, they're looking at maybe an intentional grounding, but no, they're going to decide not. Because he was getting hit as he threw. The ball didn't go very far, but
and I think that's the factor that puts the thing, the officials factor in that is football. Second down and 10 for the Cardinals. 5 minutes left here, fourth quarter. 36-16, Loomis has the lead. Double tight eye formation. Sybil. Loomis shows run blitz. It's a handoff off the right side, then Lecker cut it back left. Lecker looked like he almost read that blitz. It was going to his right side, then he cut it back to the left and had some good yardage across the 25 out to about the 28-yard line. Third down, about 4. Give Lecker 6. He was a step from breaking it. But now the clock runs. 4:37, it's ticking. Glad to have you once again on 102.9 FM, KBRX O'Neill, and on the internet at KBRX.com. And a big welcome aboard to those of you listening on KKPR in Kearney. Split backfield, double tight. Sybil wants to throw. Has some time. Sybil is going to run it himself. He has the first down, and he runs right into Earsom, who stops him up at about the 34-yard line, but he has enough of the first down. Sybil gets up limping slightly, but I guarantee you he will stay in the huddle there. First down and 10, new set of downs for the Cardinals to work with. Once again, the clock will start once they spot the football, and there it goes. St. Mary's will send Donnie wide on the right side. Loomis shows a three-man front. Sybil, slot man right, under center. Sybil wants to throw. Looking in the flat, it's going to be picked off by Earsom. Earsom's going to go 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Earsom with a 32-yard interception return for a touchdown. And that will about do it here. That'll make it 42-16 with 3:53 left in the fourth quarter. Josh Earsom read that play in the right flat, stepped in front, picked off, and fierce sailing down the far sideline. And the Loomis defense, again, coming up with a huge play.
St. Mary's, they're kind of like Nebraska, and somewhat they're not made to come back from 20. I mean, they're used to being in the lead and then pounding you. Now trying to catch up by throwing the ball, that's not their bread and butter. But they're forced to do something they're not accustomed to.
Loomis will go for 2. Double tight, split backfield. McNall, straight ahead. He went to the dive back. That was Anderson. He stopped short. So the PAT run failed, but with 3:56 left in this fourth quarter, your Pennant Bank score is Loomis 42, St. Mary's 16, back in 30 seconds.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week. Practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week. Awesome food and drink specials. And the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up. Threw for three touchdowns. Even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal. Downtown Kearney.
Welcome back to the O'Neill football field. We're with 3:56 left in the fourth quarter. The Loomis Bulls have assumed a 42-16 lead over the St. Mary's Cardinals in a game, a score. Even though Loomis, the Wolves, have beaten the Cardinals the last 2 years, this is one that I think will open up a few eyes around the state in Class D2. This one is going to be a reverse, a fake reverse, and Eiler is free across the 40, 35, 30, hold everything, he's going to go. Eiler, 20, 10, touchdown. Eiler, what a deceptive fake, a 70-yard kickoff return. Now each team has a kickoff return. That'll make it 42-22 with a PAT upcoming. Still 3:40 left.
You know, as a coach, I'm always thinking that, look, negative could happen. You know, I'm thinking now, God, they get the onside kick. I'm going to get the onside kick. I mean, you're always worried about what could happen. You're never assuming that everything, you know, parents and them guys sometimes think, oh, we got the game in hand. I guarantee Dennis Reif was not thinking the game was in hand, even with that situation, because he knows strange things can happen.
A 70-yard Ty Eiler kickoff return. Still 3:42 left. St. Mary's spreads it out on the PAT. Sybil is going to throw it wide open the back of the end zone. Incomplete, though. Threw that one out of the reach of Pudani, so the pass fails.
Again, like we talked about, it looks like the old Chambers with Brad Larson, the 10-yard splits, and just kind of spreading everybody out and get everybody confused.
Now with 3:42 left in this fourth quarter, we'll keep it right here. Your Pinnacle Bank score, Loomis 42, St. Mary's 22. Onside kick, no doubt that's upcoming. On that kickoff return, Ty Eiler fielded it. Sybil ran as if he was going to accept a reverse handoff, but I think that's what the Loomis Wolves thought as well, that Eiler, he's very deceptive, 135-pound guy, quick feet, quick hands, made a nice fake, and Eiler was able to, at midfield, break by Zach Clark, the freshman. He was the last guy that had a chance, and then Eiler had clear sailing into the west end zone. Cardinals, again, find themselves within 20 of the Wolves, able to keep St. Mary's at bay, at least thus far. Pudani. Actually, Sybil is going to put this one on the tee. So Sybil, to attempt this onside kick, he has five players to his right. The ball falls off the tee. May have to have somebody hold it. And that could be a big factor when you're trying to onside it.
You wouldn't feel very comfortable coming in from the side.
Lecker. Lecker was, if he's going to hold it, you have to line up on the other side. Now he's going to run back. Sybil has five men to his left. Tate Sybil to attempt the onside kick for the Cardinals. That's going to be Pudani from the other side. Again, the Wolves are on it. Good plan there by the Cardinals. Holt covered the kickoff.
Could not get the big hop. I mean, it was which is a little tough on grass. And, you know, NFL kickers and college kickers, that's all they do all day long. Just could not get that big old hop.
Sybil teed it up as if he was going to kick it to his left. Pudani, though, came from the left and kicked it right to the weak side, if you will, and the Wolves and J.C. Holt there to cover it. Double tight eye formation for the Cardinals, or for the Wolves. Anderson straight ahead. Excuse me, that was Gardner. No gain on the play. May have lost a yard. 3:30 and the clock runs. Left fourth quarter, 42-22. The Loomis Wolves hold this lead over the St. Mary's Cardinals. They have not trailed in this ballgame. And we're getting close to our pregame with the Central City, except for the Nebraska Christian Creighton game. We have 3:09 on the clock running left here. Loading our guys back at the studio of that as Anderson takes it on a toss sweep right side. He's hit hard and dropped. Going to be a loss on the play. over there for the Cardinal defense. Padani with help from Connett, and Connett with a gritty performance here, playing with what appears to be an injured knee. There's timeout on the field, timeout St. Mary's. We'll take timeout 2, 2:55 left in the fourth quarter. Pinnacle Bank score, Loomis 42, St. Mary's 22, back in 30 seconds.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Welcome back to the O'Neill Football Field. We want to alert our listeners. We'll be doing a very quick wrap-up at the end of this ball game because Mark Mosier and Terry Tomjak are standing by in Central City as Central City, Nebraska Christian gets ready to take on Creighton as we follow the Creighton Bulldogs through these D1 playoffs. This is handoff straight ahead to Anderson. He got about two or three there before the Cardinals knock him down. Here we have 2:43 in the clock running left in this fourth quarter. Loomis, the Wolves, looking to pull off an upset, at least from a seeding standpoint, as they lead St. Mary's by 20 points. Loomis came in as the seventh West bracket. The Cardinals of St. Mary's, the two seed. Loomis facing fourth down about eight, and looks like the Wolves will punt this one away. 2:17 it's running. Left in this fourth quarter. Cardinals have the dangerous Eiler, who just took a kickoff back 70 yards for a touchdown, awaiting this back at about his own five. I think the Wolves are going to take a delay of game penalty on purpose as they'll let play clock expire and take the five-yard mark off. I really can't argue with that strategy.
No, you can either do that or wait until the last moment and take a timeout because I think Loomis still has one or two timeouts left. But, yeah, you want to burn as much time as you can.
By my book, Loomis would have one left. But, again, that's anything but official. 2:08 left, and the clock won't start again until the ball's put back in play. McNall to punt it away, awaiting the snap from Houston back at 21. Here comes the rush. He got it away. It's going to drive Eiler to the near sideline. Eiler, a chance to return from his own 13 across the 15, across the 20, and then the Wolves knock him down at about the, across the 15, knocked him down at about the 17. Rademacher there, Kyle Rademacher on the tackle. Cardinals spot this one on the 18, actually. So 62 yards away from Paydirt are the Cardinals with 1:56 left in this fourth quarter. Glad to have you on KKPR. Classic hits 98.9 FM in Kearney. And, of course, on 102.9 FM KBRX in O'Neill for this second round high school playoff game. Sybil to throw, straight back, forced left, has pressure backside, Gray has him. Gray sacks Sybil back at about the 14-yard line, and the Cardinals may have to use a timeout. Matt Gray, he's been big, we haven't talked a lot about him, from that defensive end position, 6'4", so 185, and he gets the quarterback sack there. Coming in to this ball game, Gray had five quarterback sacks. Cardinals break huddle. Now 1:24 in the clock running left in this one. Sybil, slot men left and right. He's in the gun. Second down and long. Sybil stands up, throws across the middle, underthrown, intended for Tomjak. Back there on the coverage was Matt Houston. Out at the 21-yard line. So the clock stops with 1:14 left in regulation, and the Cardinals facing a third down, about 16. They are in their own territory, about the 14-yard line, and have to go out to the 29, so we'll call it third and 15. Either way, a pretty good chunk of real estate. Eiler, wide slot right. Sybil has a snap out of the gun. Pressure, maybe a screen pass, and there it is. It's going to be overthrown, though, incomplete. It was intended for Padani. Sybil misfired there. And now fourth down. And long up for the Cardinals. Just over a minute left. Minute 10 left, 42-22. Loomis Wolves is looking like they'll advance to the quarterfinals of the playoffs, and they'll be facing either SEM or Bertrand, and the Bertrand team they know very well. Those two towns are only about 10 miles apart. Sybil in the gun, high snap. Sybil runs right. He's going to throw it back across the field to Lecker. That's a lateral. Lecker's going to be hit down and dropped at about the 16-yard line. Again, Cray was there with help from Gardner, and St. Mary's turns it over on downs, and now it's all been dynamic. The Loomis Wolves will simply take a knee. I'm not sure they even risk a handoff. I think it may just be the quarterback.
I'm guessing.
Nall taking a knee. Double tight. The back's coming in tight behind Clay McNall, and they will take a knee. There's a flag on the play, maybe a substitution infraction on St. Mary's. This game started with a bang for Loomis. They saw Kalen Anderson take the open kickoff 73 yards to Pater, and they haven't looked back. They've led through him. The game was 12-8 for a short time, but Loomis, for much of the contest, had a double-digit lead. Substitution infraction on St. Mary's. And the Cardinals now are going to run some reserve pointers in. St. Mary's will see their season come to an end with a record of 9-1, an impressive showing by the Cardinals, and some no doubt bitter disappointment here, losing to Loomis in the playoffs for the third straight year. Classy move there by Tony Allen to run the seniors out. St. Mary's has a number of seniors who have been a big part of St. Mary's playoffs football success the last few years, and we'll run those guys down here in a few minutes. Now whistle stops play. Timeout, St. Mary's. We'll keep it right here for the Cardinals. Seniors who have played their last football game, Tate Sybil, Luke Lecker, David Shields, and Chisholm Shoals. Cardinals, though, they have a big squad. They'll return a lot of key players next year. Loomis Wolves mentioned their 8 years. They'll see their season continue in the next round on, help me out here, Steve, next Monday night, I believe. Is that right?
Tuesday night,
and then the following Monday.
Right. Every 6 days until you get to the final thing.
So the Wolves come back on for Loomis. They have a few subs in there. They just don't have a lot of subs, period. Just 8 extra guys or 9 extra guys on the sideline. McNall is going to take the snap. He'll take a knee. And, again, a classy move there by the Cardinals to just essentially let McNall take that knee as this game now has been decided, as the clock's going to run out. Loomis will have to take one more snap. Once again, your score here, and it appears that this will be the final score. Loomis leading St. Mary's 42-22, and the Wolves going to have to snap it just one more time. Again, we'll be leaving the air shortly after this broadcast. We'll do a quick wrap-up and then send it to Mark and Terry in Central City. McNall takes a knee, and the Wolves are going to celebrate a second-round playoff victory. Your Pinnacle Bank final score, Loomis Wolves 42, the St. Mary's Cardinals 22. We'll come back and wrap it up after this short 30-second timeout.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Time to name our Stadium Sports Top Dog Athlete of the Week nominee. Now, of course, we won't be naming a player from Loomis because the Wolves are way outside of our KBRX coverage area. If we did, no question, it would be Kalen Anderson, well over 200 yards and several touchdowns. But for the St. Mary's Cardinals, a couple of guys we could look at here. We're going to end up going, though, with Ty Eiler with that explosive, exciting 70-yard kickoff return into the west end zone. As the Cardinals come up short here, they gather and take a knee. Now the Loomis Wolves are going to join.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is...